This week's episode of Not That 9/11 will not be seen and will return next week. Stay tuned as WSWN brings you the following live presentation of The Shining Wizard's 800th episode.
The Shining Wizards podcast is intended for entertainment purposes only. Opinions expressed by the host and guest are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the podcast or its affiliates. Content may include adult language or themes and is not suitable for all audiences. Viewer and listener discretion is advised.
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live in high-definition video and available on all podcasting and streaming platforms. Follow us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Check out our merchandise at merch.shiningwizards.com. Do your Amazon shopping at amazon.shiningwizards.com. And become a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/wizardspodcast. And now, it's time for the Shining Wizards.
Episode 800 of the Shining Wizards Podcast! We need it! 800 episodes of pants shitting! 800 episodes of bro stuff! 800 episodes of guests! Some of them showing up and some of them not! So, 800 episodes of wrestling talk!
Talk about...
Rondo.
Double Z!
Tony. Handsome Kevin.
Oh, boy.
Jesus. You're fucking shot out of a cannon, dude.
Yeah, I didn't write any of that down.
Yeah, the True Prince of Pro, you're right. That was very loud. Baby Jay said, oh, my God, Brundo, you're so funny. You cracked me up. Holy shit. 800 episodes. Wow, that is something else, huh?
Woof.
Woof indeed.
Fucking woof.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. Well, thank you for joining us tonight. If you have been with us for the last 5 episodes, 30 episodes, 100 episodes, there's some OGs that go way back. I mean, 800 episodes is, what, 15 years in November? It's a fucking long time. So we appreciate you. If you're new to the show, please take a minute, follow us on the social media at Wizards Podcast across all social media platforms. And if you're watching this on YouTube, please remember, click that subscribe button so you never miss an episode of the Shining Wizard Wrestling Podcast. And, of course, the Patreon, patreon.com/Wizards Podcast. Brundo and HK are going on a journey through Handsome Kevin's wild ride into the independent wrestling scene, and me and Tony do some history of the Wizards. There's the post show shenanigans that Tony has been putting out of how we named the episodes. So it's all there for $3 a month on the Patreon. So check that out. Jesus Christ, I Dunk Biscuit, 750 episodes from a fuck knows why.
Do us a favor too. If you're in a house with a lot of people, steal all their phones and hit subscribe.
Oh, yeah, please.
Four subscribers away from 600?
So, yes, 600 on YouTube. Yeah. Funny, I've been putting we're going to do the show on social media. Somebody reached out to us, and I shared it with you guys in the group text. They had been a guest on like a random show where it was Tony and Wolfman Jack Foley and this other character whose name escapes me. I'd have to go back and
look. George Clark.
George Clark, yes. And he said in the DM that he sent me, I don't know what alias I was using at the time, but this is the closest thing I can get to remembering. So it's fucking wild. Now he does his own podcast. It's crazy how this wild wrestling podcast community works.
Yeah.
It is insane.
How you guys doing?
Oh, checks in the mail, baby, Jay. Just keep checking.
50.
Worse and worse. My eyes. Oh, my God. I can't fucking, I couldn't read that. Brundo, you still have oh, there we go. 50? Yeah. I thought it said 20. God damn it. I got your fucking glasses.
I just don't think you know the difference between fives and twos.
I feel real safe out there with you driving that pizza truck.
The driving's fine, right? I can look, I can see the chair in my office. I can see the Heart Attack Tour live September 28th, 1994. I see the t-shirt. I can read that, but I can't read the fucking tiny writing. I was doing the fucking master list of the episodes today. I had to boost the font up to 150%.
Maybe you need to go see an eye doctor, bro. Come on.
Yeah, seriously.
I do. It's fucking bad.
So what you waiting for?
I don't know. Maybe fucking go blind like mommy. I don't know.
Why? So somebody could push you down the stairs?
I've never pushed that woman down the stairs.
I didn't say that. I mean, if you want to assume that, that's on you.
You're insinuating that I've pushed her down the stairs. Rick Osborne, Shining Wizard for Life. I can read that. Rick, go over to the YouTube. Stop on the Facebook, buddy.
That that actually says nine life.
I also forgot fucking Raw.
You forgot fucking?
Yeah, it'll come around.
Raw, I guess, was this afternoon.
Oh, I had no idea.
Me either. But apparently it happened, so maybe we'll get a couple more folks.
Yeah, I like it.
Cool.
Nice.
Yeah. Brenda's back from the DR.
Yes. I survived. I didn't drink the water. I got not a ton of sun, so not a lot of sunburn. You know, it was a freaking amazing trip.
Are you not supposed to drink the water in DR? I thought that was in Mexico.
No, DR, they said too. Like, they legitimately put bottles of water next to your sink for you to brush your teeth.
Ew.
Tony, yeah. Can I ask you a question here?
Yeah, what's up, pal?
Are these two motherfuckers just trying to be hip right now? Like, the DR, he's just back from the DR. Could you drink the water in the DR? Could you just say the fucking Dominican or Dominican Republic?
No, we say DR.
You see, just always. It's just always DR.
Yes. Yeah. Mexico, yeah. You're like my second home when you go on vacation there. So Mexico,
my second home.
Around these parts, HK, like DR is kind of like cracking a rat. Like everybody just calls the Dominican Republic DR because there's a lot of Dominicans that live in this area and everybody calls it DR.
That makes more sense. I thought they were just trying to be hip.
So just ask, bro.
That's what
it's
I was
all
doing.
Good. I was just asking. Enjoy wrestling.
That's what I'm trying.
We've been doing it for 800 episodes, man.
I'm trying to enjoy the DR too.
Trying to be hip.
Everybody in the DR, I was wearing my Mets hat the whole time. Everybody in the DR is a Juan Soto fan, too.
All right, don't force the DR on me. All right, Brundle.
I'm just used to saying DR for years.
All right, so Brundle survived the DR. He didn't drink the water. HK, how you doing out there in the Minnesota flats?
Doing great, man. I'm doing great. Got me and J-Bo got tattoos this weekend. Always a good time there. So saw KT. Wild time at the tattoo parlor, and I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, did you get a Doink the Clown tattoo?
No.
What'd you get?
Kicked it around a little bit. I don't know if you can see it.
Matt definitely can't.
Can't fucking see shit. I just told you I can't see.
Did you get a Sandman tattoo?
You just tell us what it is?
Yeah, it's a fucking tiger.
Grr. Like Tony the Tiger, or like
character that kind of came up with.
Wait, who's the tiger from Hanna-Barbera? Even
awesome, well done, Tony.
Yeah, but I forget his fucking name.
I know who you're talking about too.
Yeah, everybody does.
Yeah,
come on, chat. Somebody who ain't that young, help us out.
Jesus, what's his fucking name? It's on the tip of my goddamn tongue.
Among other things.
Yes. Cum is on my tongue.
Snagglepuss.
That's it, yes.
Snagglepuss.
Snagglepuss. Huh, wouldn't want a snagglepuss.
The fucking gayest tiger I've ever seen. He's so happy. I love it.
Yeah. Oh, is that what you meant? Or are you walking that one back?
I'm trying to be happy over here, Double T.
He's so happy. He's got like he looks like he's got like Tropical's Puka shirt on, Puka necklace.
It's actually my shirt. I'm actually, if you see, I'm laying down on the bed, I'm wearing that shirt.
A little weird.
I wanted her a frame of reference for the shirt.
It's got a little belt on. Look at that.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite tattoos by far.
What is it? Just a, what did you just ask for? The happy tiger?
No, it's a fucking, it's a long story from Mexico.
Happy tiger, retard dragon.
His face looks like a kid when you tell him to smile in their school picture.
Yep.
Jesus. Wow. What, did Jabo get the same tattoo?
No, he didn't.
No, Jabo got a normal tattoo.
Yeah.
He's so happy. Look at him.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I love it. I love it. Tropical did a fantastic job, and as did KT.
Oh, I'll use this as like a picture for the episode or something. Oh, my goodness. Tony, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm a traveling man, going here and there and everywhere, traveling man.
Really just checking off the Midwest, huh?
Yeah, Jesus, dude. If you would have had all these fucking stops on my bingo card for this year, I would have told you you're out of your fucking balls, baby.
Well, I think you wet the palate with Indiana. Minnesota is just as boring, I would assume.
Indiana was fine. Okay. I mean, we had company in Indiana. I don't know what company we're going to have for this ride to Minnesota.
No, I had a great time in Minnesota, Handsome Kevin. I see you.
No, because you were with Handsome Kevin. That's why.
Well, Molly was there and she kept us alive, me and Tropical.
You motherfucker. You better hope she's here when you guys come in October.
Yeah, me too. I'm just.
Why, are you sending her away? Or is she finally smartening up?
She's
well. Listen, tiger tattoo, I'm out.
Me and Al being
I gotta ask HK. I gotta get a little personal here.
Yeah.
Are you like, hey babe, gonna go get a tattoo with J-Bone? Thinking of getting a tiger. What do you think?
So she knew all about it. She's all for it. Yeah, she's all for it.
She's probably like, get an ink of pussy on a pussy. I understand. Get over here. Give me the fucking drill dough, whatever the fuck you call it.
Swart dildo.
There you go. You got Louis Ramos.
Yeah, he's not Louis.
I love that shit.
No, she was all for it. Like I say, it's from it's a story about Mexico, so she loves it.
Yeah. Hey, where you are in Minnesota? You guys got the peelers over there, the strip clubs?
Not where I'm at. No, golly, no.
Really?
No, and you don't want to see her.
I was trying to convince somebody to take me to Jiggles over in Indianapolis, and he kept telling me no. So
no, I mean you can get there's strip clubs in Minnesota. Absolutely.
Well, I imagine so, but none in your neck of the woods.
Golly, no, you know what? No, there's not. There's not. We used to have one about 35 minutes away.
Business opportunity for that fucking strip mall you go to all the time, Rancho Loho. You get a strip club next door to the fucking taco joint. And you get a couple of the girls who aren't working the tables that night. They got a second job. There you go.
You ain't seen the people that work there, Tony.
And then a triple.
Oh, I know. I know exactly what they look like, bro. And it's all good.
No, you don't want to see that.
It's all good, dude.
No.
Yeah, dude. Hourglass shapes, pear shapes, frumps. It's all good.
Oh, no.
Stick them up on a stage and tell them to jiggle what they got.
Nobody wants that. And then you want them to eat a quesadilla after that?
No, before that. You eat before you go over to the show.
Oh, so you can throw up on the stage?
No, not the girls. The fucking patrons.
I'm talking about the patrons.
Jesus. Fucking, God damn it. I can't
read
the chat.
What does Justin say? Tuesday is Somalia night at Rancho Mojos.
Oh, that's good.
What does this say? I can't read
it. It's a Minnesota thing.
Shit. I'm out of messages.
Fuck.
Good Lord Almighty.
Oh boy.
I'm hyped up, bro. 800.
Yeah, 800.
That's what it's all about.
Matt, how are you, bud?
Oh, I'm groovy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm great. I couldn't be better.
Good.
800 episodes. I'm super excited.
Great. Couldn't be better. Can't see shit.
Yeah, apparently. Can't read.
And even if you could see, you couldn't read. Come on, now, double T.
No, he could read. He just can't get the words to come out afterwards.
That's right. Speak. Yeah, I'm good. I'm great. I'm happy. I'm happy to be here. I'm excited for tonight. Props to anyone who watched wrestling all weekend. Holy shit. Was there a lot of wrestling this weekend?
I completely forgot NXT was this weekend, too.
I have not seen one thing about TNA.
I've seen a couple. I saw that Mike Santana lost. Great title run for him.
To Nick Nemeth?
Yep. Oh, well, you'll see him on NXT, I'm sure, soon.
We'll challenge Evil.
Yeah. Oh, Evil lost.
Oh, Evil lost. Tell me.
Yeah. Sorry.
So much. You know what I was thinking about today?
What's that?
Getting a fucking tiger tattoo?
No.
Going to the eye doctor?
We can set you up.
Eye doctor. Maybe eye doctor.
Hey, Jesse is like an eye doctor, so maybe she'll take care of you.
Jesse who?
Jesse, my neighbor, my friend. Jesse.
Oh, okay. The Jersey Cow Jesse. I don't know.
Maybe Jesse got a fucking degree somewhere that we weren't aware of.
I know my wife calls him a doctor, but he's not like a real doctor. He's like a computer doctor.
Yeah, same shit. Wiring.
Yeah, but I don't know if my eyes are going to be good come October. Like, I might be fucked by then.
Maybe he gives you cyber eyes.
That'd be nice.
Ooh.
Fuck yeah, dude. Bro, you got like Frylock eyes. You could shoot laser beams and icicles and shit.
Yeah, but you know me. I got anger problems. It's probably not good to have laser eyes.
Well, next time you're going to get hit by a car, you could just fucking put ice in front of it and it won't hit you.
Hopefully there's not a next time.
There will be.
Why would ice stop the car? It's going to slide right into him.
No, you put up a wall of ice, not a sheet of ice. A
wall of ice. God,
I don't want to accelerate things. Jesus.
Why would I put a wall of ice? Why can't I just put a wall up?
Good point.
Because your eyes don't shoot bricks. They shoot ice in my dream over here. This is what I'm talking about.
What if you shot concrete?
What do you got, fucking concrete in a fucking cup of...
You sure I'm shooting ice, not cum out of my eyes in your dreams?
Actually, then you would aim for the tires.
Yeah, it depends on what night.
Oh my God. Cumsies in the eyes. No wonder you're going blind.
Oh, I fucking was doing mouth... I was mouthwash the other day, and I...
In your eyes?
Gargling?
I spit it back. And it fucking shot up in my fucking eye.
Hey, you really are a douche.
And I was like, fucking Rihanna's like, what did you do? I'm like, I got fucking mouthwash in my eyes. She's like, you're a fucking retard.
Holy fuck. I've done biscuits with the fucking comments. Holy shit.
Jesus Christ.
Not reading that one, folks. We love everyone on the show.
Holy cow.
Jesus Christ.
No, that took me a second. But that's
I see you though, bro. I get it. It's funny.
It took me a second too for my eyes to adjust.
All right, enough about the eyes.
Where the eyes talk?
The eyes don't have it.
We are talking. Talk about eyes.
Oh, let's get to Aubrey Edwards then and the nays.
Five fucking years she's been AEW. She still does the same fucking shtick. It's almost as bad as the fucking Hebner missed three count.
Tony, you sent a text message mighty late last night. Were you really watching?
Oh, yeah, I was. Wait. Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. Because I was watching the fucking Monet match. But they fucked up a few spots like as time went on. A few more as time went further on. And then I'm looking and I'm like, holy shit, they're only on the women's fucking Owen Hart match? And then I checked Wikipedia and I was like, holy fuck, there's like the main event and the fucking the title match and all this and the Owen Hart, all this shit to go. Holy fuck, dude. You gotta have fucking no-dos to watch an AEW show from front to back. And there was no AJ Big Boom on this fucking show.
That sucks.
I would have loved to see him wrestle the Pen Pineapple Apple Pen guy. That would have been fucking hysterical. Nothing? I have a pen. I have an apple.
Is that a real person? What is that?
Yeah. Pen, pineapple, apple pen? Seriously.
Nope.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Now I got to learn this.
True Prince of Pro, I had leaned into the sink to spit the mouthwash into the sink.
Well, at least you weren't spitting it into the toilet.
That's true. That's a good point. That's a good point. It's not like it happens every night. It just happened the other night. I was tired. It's been busy. Work is busy, man. Work is fucking busy.
I can't believe you guys don't know what this is.
What? Why?
See, fucking Justin knows in the chat. You never seen this? Are we gonna get a strike? You've never seen this?
No.
They got video. Well, all right, I can't.
It is funny though because
I already hate it.
I'm pretty sure Tony is signed into the Shining Wizards YouTube, and he uses that as his main source of
watching. No, I don't. I really don't.
You don't, because when I sign in to do stuff for the show, like all the shit that's been watched is really weird, and I'm like, oh, this must be Tony.
Oh no, probably a long time ago. Yeah, but I stopped. Sometimes I'm in another YouTube channel that I don't want to name, but yeah. We're not naming it.
Big Boom AJ should have been on Mark Briscoe's team for the cage match. I dunk biscuits. Pineapple pen. My kids went mad for that shit.
Yeah. Dude, it's in Fortnite, for Christ's sakes.
I don't know.
You'll love the 1 pound fish man if you like that bollocks. I got something else to research now.
It's a 1 pound fish man? Bollocks.
Bollocks.
What were you going to say, Tony, on your YouTube?
No, nothing. That was the point. Yeah, I don't use. I used to use that because like we were doing like a lot of like, I don't know, like posting of episodes before we started using StreamYard, and then like I would just wind up staying logged into it.
Okay. So,
yeah. Yeah.
Right. Great.
Yeah. Right. Right. That's right. Right.
Well, we got a ton of fucking questions.
We sure do.
You want pick updates? I don't think we're gonna do a ton of wrestling talk in terms of what happened over the weekend, because we have games and we have questions and we have homework we're going to watch.
Hit us with the picks.
The picks are, Brando, you took a one game lead in Night of Champions and you gave it back to Tony at Forbidden Door. So yep. You guys didn't move an inch. Me and HK did not move an inch. We had the exact same records for both nights.
Oh, we really?
Yes. Yes. We all lost on Cody Rhodes. I really thought that it was they were gonna give it to Jade Cargill, so I lost on that.
Yeah, I took Jade too.
Yeah, Tiffy just won the belt. I didn't think they would unstrap her.
Yeah, but I also didn't have much faith in like in Chelsea actually continuing to help Tiffy. Like I thought maybe there would have been like some tomfoolery where she sticks it up Tiffy's ass and then Jade wins, but didn't happen.
Oh, and I took fucking Jey Uso because I for sure thought that they had telegraphed the Brock thing, and I'm glad I was wrong, but
oh my God, pleasantly wrong on that one, everybody. I mean, at least I was.
I was glad that I was wrong about the championship match, too.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Quite the surprise. That's pretty cool.
Fantastic. Yep, absolutely. Absolutely awesome. So I was super happy to see that. Good for him. Definitely thought he was going to be. I've said it here. I definitely thought he was going to be that Rowdy Roddy Piper type of character for the rest of his career in the Federation. So, like having him upset and surprise, you know, the world in that situation was very much. I'm not comparing them at all, but the surprise that I felt would have been like had Pipe upset Hogan for the time. You know what I mean? Like, not comparing the two or anything like that, but that amount of surprise and shock to that finish was fantastic. Well done.
I think Tony went like 10-1 at Forbidden Door. Brundo went 9-2. Me and HK went 8-3. I said it on this show, so I stuck to it, even though after I watched Dynamite Wednesday night, I didn't think Swerve was going to win. But I said it last week, and I decided I'm too prideful to fucking change my mind. So, and not like anyone fucking would remember. I thought the fucking Hurt Business was going to fucking help Swerve win, but I lost that. And I lost what I lose. The cage match, I took Team MJF, which was stupid, too.
We all lost Sky Blue.
Yes.
What the fuck was that?
I was looking back on that. I was like, well, that's going to be Stardom's fucking one win. And that's why I took Sky Team, too, because I thought they would give the CMLL guys one win on the whole pay-per-view. And They didn't. So, oh well.
I haven't even watched Forbidden Door. I was worked late, and then I picked up Chinese food last night. And by the time Tony sent the text message, it was late. And I was like, "Oh, that's right, it's Forbidden Door." I came home, Marie was home, so. And then I looked at the results today to tally up the picks, and it was like every match was like fucking 18 minutes long.
Yeah, I think I watched the middle of the pay per view. Umino and Pac was a fucking banger. I love that match, but then it got to like 10:30. I'm like, you know, I've been fucking traveling all day. I'm done. I can't stay up till 12:30 in the morning to watch this.
Yep. Yeah.
So is this situation where Tony and I actually watch more AEW than you guys did? This
oh week? Yeah, yeah. I wasn't throwing dynamite on in DR. So.
HK, I was mid texting Tropical about the Monday Night Wars figures that he has for me, yeah. And I fell asleep. Like, he was like, "Yeah, you know, whatever. Like PayPal works or Venmo works, whatever." I was like, "Cool," and I just like went ghost. I just fucking. And then when I was at BJ's today, I was like, "Oh fuck!" I just fucking fell asleep on Tropical. I gotta text him back.
Yep. At BJ's, thinking of Tropical.
Oh, you know it. You know it.
I watched. I'm gonna say a fair amount, but I just wasn't in the mood to watch the whole fucking thing this morning. Like I watched the two or three matches on the pre-show, or it was a 0 hour, they call it. And then the Young Bucks, like them opening up with the Young Bucks tag match is enough for me. Just want to go, no, 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 no.
Yeah. A cup of tea?
No, God, no. One thing about that match that really kind of set it off was at one point, I think it was Matt Jackson jumps out of the ring to make sure he does a legal tag to jump back in after every motherfucker was in the ring. Like, and all of a sudden he gives a shit like he's the legal man again. Oh, it was aggravating. Absolutely aggravating.
I'm sorry it aggravated you, buddy.
Yeah, it's aggravating, man. It's aggravating.
I saw my guy Jay White is back. That's exciting. I like that.
Fuck, that looks fucking awesome.
Hey. Why would you say that?
Because fuck Jay White, that's why.
No, you know what? Fuck you and fuck Bruno.
I didn't say fuck Matt. I said fuck Jay White.
No, because that hurts me. And fuck Bruno Sammartino 1984 on commentary because he sucks. And fuck the WWF for naming him David Bruno Sammartino. What was that?
You know what? Fuck Bret Hart.
Whoa.
Put a blue blazer mask on Ahmed Johnson and let him go to town on Bret the Hitman. And his asshole would be so wide that Steve Austin's fucking moniker would come true and he would become the shit man because he wouldn't be able to hold in his feces anymore. How you like them apples?
You know what? Fuck Maccabia Mania.
Yeah, Maka Baka.
Whoa, no. I can't get in on that.
You bring the
thank you, I dumb biscuits, Jay Shite. There you go.
You bring the might of Maccabee to the pizza truck. I'll get him near the oven.
Dude, what you say fuck this guy. What a beautiful man he is.
Beautiful, my ass.
Back here if you need me.
You bring the Maccabee. I'll take that title right off of him.
Tony almost did.
He really should have done with it. I don't think it would have been a problem.
Nobody would have realized it.
No. You think they bring that thing back in a couple years?
When I left the ring, I swear to God, I was like, you know, when you're ready for Maccabee Mania 3, call me. And I pointed at the belt just to be a dick. I would fucking come out of retirement to wrestle the Mighty Maccabee 100%.
If I had any money to front that, I would.
We could put it in your front yard.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing. Front yard.
Oh my God, Miko Maestro and Tombstone Jesus on the undercard.
Oh, we'd have to fly him.
You'd have to book Matt, you'd have to book fucking Miko, Tombstone. Who else could we get on there? Crowbar, of course.
Yeah.
Mickey Knuckles.
Maybe the Macho Man of Tobin will bring him out.
Oh my God. This is adding up fast now.
Oh, come on. Fucking Macho Man of Tobin will come out for a fucking pizza.
Wait, you got to fly him out. No, I can't ask him. You just said you saved yourself
money.
Yeah,
but the loonies and toonies are like half price compared to the fucking dollar, so it's all good.
I don't know. What if he has to bring his handler?
If we can handle him.
Oh, yeah. You want to book the guy from Minnesota that made fun of my mom being dead, too?
No, I want to book J.J. Rogue on the show, though.
Oh, we got to poke the possum.
Yeah, I can
go. Oh my god, big old possum!
I go down to high school, get a gym teacher to beat him up.
Yeah, you got one right across the street, probably.
No, that's my wife's opponent for the show.
I said the gym teacher, not the students.
Well, that's kind of what I meant.
All right, that could be amazing.
Fucking varsity football team against the good doctor.
Like, I've seen that one.
Yeah, we all have. Okay, oh, terrific.
It's your wife, man.
No, it's the good doctor. It's not my wife. It's like J.J. Rogue is not handsome Kevin.
Thank you, Tony.
See, there you go. It's all good.
I feel like J.J. Rogue has been dormant for quite a bit of time.
Yeah, dude, when are you doing another show? What the fuck?
You know, it'll come back. Don't worry. Don't worry.
It'll come back.
It'll come back.
That's what she said. Come back.
Don't worry.
Nothing? Wow, I thought that was a good one. Okay, 800 episodes. What's up next?
Oh, we got a ton of questions. I mean, I don't think we're going to do it. Like I said, I don't think we're going to do a lot of wrestling talk.
Well, good. Let's get into the AMA, the AWAs, the Ask Wizards Anything.
Fuck yeah, let's do it.
All right, we got a couple emails. We got a couple Discord messages. We got a Facebook message. We got people in the chat. If you have questions, just let us, you know, throw them in there. We'll start with our guy, True Prince of Pro. And he asked us a bunch, but I'm going to mix him in with the others so we don't go through all of his at once. He wants to know, what's your dream piece of wrestling memorabilia that you would like to own one day?
That's a good, really good question.
Like, we can own if money's no object, or just like
something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since I'm a bit of a belt mark,
oh,
I would think that I would want not even the Winged Eagle, but I would love to get like the Hogan 86, like the one that he wore like before the Winged Eagle.
Is that the one with all the nameplates, or is that
No, that's the big green one. I'm talking about like the one that kind of like it like is it big in the middle and then it kind of smooths out. You know the one I'm talking about. Yeah. He wore it at like WrestleMania 3, WrestleMania 2. I'm also a sucker for like the IC design that was given to Tito, like the new one, the one that like everybody also loves, or Bruno's belt, the one with the purple strap from the 60s. That might be like the one to get. As much as I like the more modern belts, I think that'd be a cool piece of memorabilia.
What a great question. I've always wanted to have a mask. Like I have a shitload of like masks that I got in Mexico, but to have like a Vader mask or a Mankind mask or one of those masks that was fuck. I didn't even care if it was like Farouk Assad's goddamn helmet, like having something like ring worn from somebody in the Big Show. That would be fantastic. That's the route I would go.
I'll throw you one better. What if it was the fucking Vader helmet that when you put it down, the smoke came out of it?
Fuck. Yes. Yo. Beautiful.
Oh my god, could you imagine HK? He'd look like Ram Man fucking walking around with this thing on his head. Just this giant helmet with two little legs under it.
Well played, Tony. Well played.
I'm sorry, buddy. Love you.
Oh, I love you, man.
So I wouldn't mind having like a signed like wrestling gear or something like that from one of my favorites, so coin toss, it would either be the Brian Pillman, like, I hope this doesn't sound weird, but like the Brian Pillman tiger tights, because Brian Pillman was my guy for so many fucking years.
That's cool. So,
I thought you were going to go with the gun from Monday Night Raw.
I mean, yeah, that would be fucking great too, but.
So you're going to go with the tiger or statue of a tiger.
Or maybe like an Andre the Giant singlet.
So used 100. Like worn?
Yes, yeah, of course.
Why the fuck not? Giant juice. There's
fucking big nuts in there. I before Double T answers, I got a great one for him, and I don't think he's thinking about it, but I think it'll be a pretty good one, especially if he's got a display case for him. Sonny's roller skates.
Oh wow.
From that fucking video that you love so much.
Oh yeah. Great video. It's a great video and a great song. I would probably go with that mask gimmick, that Muda wore in Japan with the fucking snakes on the arm, on the shoulders.
Oh, cool.
I think that would be like the dream piece for me.
HK more of a Fisto guy over Ram Man. Jesus.
I would have thought you went with Bret Hart sunglasses.
I had Tony got me Bret Hart sunglasses.
Oh, okay.
I have a Bret Hart sunglasses, and my wife got me a Bret Hart hockey jersey.
Oh, that's sick.
Autographed by him. And I have a Hogan figure autographed by the Hulkster. So I have a lot of stuff, but I think that would be cool. I would take like a Macho Man robe, would be fucking cool.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Mm-hmm. I got Bruno's tights from Big Al. Up on the wall.
But I fucking ordered a Bruno robe for you 1 year for Christmas, and then they reached out to me and they're like, it's got a stain on it. And they sent me a picture and I was like, I can't.
What type of stain was it, like from Bruno eating a submarine sandwich?
Oh, it looked like it was just like knots.
It was when Mula jerked me off.
Ugh. It didn't imagine look like that. It was stored properly, unfortunately. I saw Justin was there, so we might as well get Justin's question out of the way. Justin says, feet, yay or nay?
Fuck yeah.
Fuck no.
Always yay.
What does he say? Yay or nay to what, though? Like, do you
feet? Like... Yeah, feet, yay.
I mean, would you... I like feet because if I would kind of be skeeved out if someone didn't have feet. They don't, like, turn me on. Right, like if you came to my house and took off your shoes and you were just stumping around, I'd be like, put your shoes back on, please.
Doesn't HK do that every year to your house?
Well, he's got feet, though. He's got his little hobbit feet.
So if I had prosthetics, he'd be freaked out?
That'd be weird, yeah.
If you just walked on stumps?
Oh, my God. So creepy.
Half a carry, full Kamala.
Jesus.
Yay or nay?
Nay.
Nay.
All right.
I'll save that for last, Kyle. Here you go. I feel so bad. I don't know if this is I Dunk Biscuits. I don't know who Hardvark is in the Discord.
I don't think anybody knows.
I don't know who that is.
Mystery.
They are like a staunch supporter. They know a lot about the show. They've been following us for a long time. I don't even think we've ever asked him, who are you?
I think we have.
I don't think we have.
It's the Hardvark.
No. He's the Hardvark. There you go. Two A's.
Awesome name, too.
Yes.
I wish I came up with the name. I wish I was the Hardvark.
Hardvark. He says, if each wizard had to replace another wizard with a past guest, who would it be?
Do we have to name the wizard we're replacing, too, or...
Wait, so like I got to pick from one of you three guys and just replace you with like a former guest?
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
So it's not like a real thing, people. So don't like read into it. I hope.
Yeah, but the thing is, like a lot of the people that I like that were past guests, like I don't know if we'd get anywhere on the show. Like it would just be shtick the whole time for 2 hours, you know? You know what I mean? Like, who would really be, like, a good host?
Who would be a good host? Kayla Sparks did a great job.
We love Kayla.
I do, but, I mean, she fucking hijacked the fucking show.
Well, I mean, Miko did, too. Would you make him a host?
Yes.
Miko was booking himself. Miko took it a fucking 10 steps further. He's like, I'll be back for Christmas. That's not a good Miko.
No, it's not. You're better than that. Oh,
so
God.
we got to pick somebody to replace.
No, we don't have to pick. Let's just say like you were going to, you know, whatever. One of us is leaving. We each have to pick a guest that would make it.
The three who replaces HK. Thanks, Al.
Motherfucker.
You know what? I would bring Falaba on as a host.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, because he's quick, he's entertaining, he's funny as hell. Doesn't know much about wrestling, but goddamn, he's a good time.
That's not true. I think he knows enough about wrestling.
No, what was it? The last time we had him on, when we had him on the 8th anniversary show, he's like, I don't even watch wrestling. I have no fucking idea what's going on.
We talked about the Disney movie, though.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Who would be a good host?
I would bring LaGreca just for the numbers. If LaGreca says, hey, I'm taking over the Shining Wizards,
Yeah, but do we have to bring Bully Ray and Tommy Dreamer with us too?
No. Nobody likes Bully Ray or Tommy Dreamer anyway. Half the time, nobody likes Dave LaGreca, so it is what it is.
I like all three of them. I would go Heidi Howitzer.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah, that was a good call.
But you see, I'm worried about her because if she just sits there calling everybody a piece of shit for 2 hours,
sold. Done and done. It's either her or the Macho Manitoban.
I want to go Madman Pondo. Just I feel like he has so many stories and he knows so many people. I think I would go him.
I don't know. I'm thinking Madman Pondo might be in that Scotty Riggs category.
Also, he was if he's having a bad day, it's coming through on the show.
Yeah.
Last week I was funny. This week I'm going to try and be funny. And then you say something and not get a reaction and be like, I fucking suck. Right? That's how he was. Look, I love him.
Yeah, he's great.
Like the last episode, he got serious and he was going through some shit. And we appreciate him opening up to us, but then he's like, sorry, I'm not funny. I'm not funny like I was last time. you told us you fucked a midget last time. How are you going to top that, buddy?
Yeah. You know who probably would be a good one because he does have his own? Brian Clark.
Ah, the bomb man.
Yeah, there you go.
Who? God damn, there's so many.
Fuck. All right, well, enough of the choir. Sorry,
I don't want to leave anybody out because I think there's somebody there that could be a really good host and would have a good time with the show. But just for the sake of not going till fucking 10 o'clock tonight, I'm going to say Marche Rocket was a great interview. Great interview. Big fan. We talked about Sting when he was on the show. I think we'd be a good co-host.
Yeah, there you go.
I like Marche Rocket. I worked a show with him.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Nice guy, yeah.
Okay, next question.
Al says, just incredible.
Talk about being sponsored by Ghost.
every week will be a Polacco watch.
True Prison Pro, you'd also have to factor in which former guest is going to have the most consistent.
You know what, MB? Fair point, sir. Fair fucking point.
Joey Janela, surely a choice.
That's yeah, but you also don't know what you're getting with Janela either.
Yeah, but people like that fucking. Remember the first time when he was in studio and then we just turned the show off and the fucking. People are freaking out the next day, reaching out to all of us, thinking, what the fuck happened?
Oh, because my wife was ready to fucking murder all of us, him included. No, it may not have been the first show, but clearly when he was here with the Sign Girls, when they were his ride, yeah, that show fucking went off the rails.
Yes. Yes, for sure. I will not do that, Brundle.
Brundle, were you texting the group? Come on now.
I will not do that, Brundle Fly. You troublemaker, you.
I think Sexy Eddie be a great host.
Yeah, absolutely. That's where I was going.
That's the fuck it. You know what? Yeah, but I think there'd be a lot of double entendre, every show for 2 hours.
I mean, that's what you would get with him and what you expect tuning in with him, too.
Here's a weird one from Milwaukee Tom. Ja. So if you go to a public restroom and there are only three urinals and only the one open is in the middle, are you waiting till one of the others open or do you let it fly? If you wait, why?
Pee shy. No way. Not getting between two dudes. You got to have a buffer. Nope.
Really?
Not doing it. Although I'll tell you this much. Went to the Indianapolis Speedway last week. Pissed in a trough for the first time.
That's awesome, isn't it?
It's fucking really weird.
It is weird.
Holy shit. Julio says, step right up.
100%. Especially at a lot of, if I'm going to a public urinal, I got to piss. Yeah. So I'm definitely doing it. And I've always wanted to, like, if you go to
just
like
with a bunch of dudes stadium, around you, there you go.
No, the opposite. If you go to a stadium, there's a line of like 18 urinals and there's one guy taking a piss. I've always wanted to just walk up and stand right next to
you
him.
You are a fucking ghoul, dude.
I think that would be hilarious.
I'm with
Jesse says, put your hands on their shoulders. Makes it less awkward. Jesus.
You're with who? You're with Brundo or Tony?
No, I'm with Tony. I'm not jumping in the middle. I'm definitely not jumping. It's just weird. It's just
Jesus Christ. This is a good one. Maddie says, my friend Herschel will use the same one as his friend. Like, he would leave the middle open and shit.
Oh, Herschel.
Herschel's a better shout fucking out to man Herschel. Than I. Yeah, fuck yeah, dude.
And Baby Jay. And Maddie. Fucking awesome.
I would just look, if I gotta piss, I gotta piss. I'm going.
Yeah, but dude, I don't know what it is. Like, it just everything shuts down. Like, nope, switch flips. I'm no good.
I feel like I was like that as a teenager when I had an experience once at a Mets game.
Oh, here we go.
Where I went to use the bathroom. Right.
He said teenager first. HK, write that down.
Right. Well, this HK doesn't write the things down. It's Brenda.
No, it's not. But just for reference.
Oh. And I went to take up, you know, I was with my father, but I was young. So go to the bathroom, you know, whatever. You're fucking nervous. You're in a fucking bathroom at a Mets game. There was a dude taking a shit on a stall with no door.
Oh, yeah.
So you felt right at home.
And I like looked at him and he was like, what the fuck are you looking at? And then fucking, I was like, I don't got to pee no more. I'm out.
That's fucking great.
So for like, I guess like in my teenage years, like if I had to pee next to somebody, I was uncomfortable. But now, like, I just don't give a shit. I got to piss. I got to piss. I'm not going to hang out in the bathroom. If I'm going in the bathroom. It's because I have to piss my leg. So if you get off the plane Wednesday when you fly to Minnesota, Tony, and you got to fucking piss, right? Maybe a couple ginger ales on the flight. I don't know. And you go into the bathroom and there's the open, the middle one is there's, you got to piss though. You got to wait.
No, here's a caveat. If you've got dividers in between dividers, the urinals, yeah. I'm good to go.
Thank you, Tony. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. Dividers. Yep, you're fine.
Most airports have the dividers now in between.
Yeah, Minnesota, restrooms are lovely.
Yeah, most bathrooms have the dividers.
No, if it's no, I've been in plenty with no dividers. And no.
Not in DR, they didn't.
All right.
All right, next question.
That was a great question.
Yeah, it was. Thank you. Let's see. Where do we want to go from here? Who's what's this? From Nate, works with Brundo.
Yes.
How far would Sonny Siaki? Wait, what?
How far would Sonny Siaki have gone in the business if he wasn't a good person? Meaning he had to retire because he gave, I believe, one of his kidneys up to his sister as she needed a transplant, so he had to retire.
Wait, Sonny Siaki was the guy who was like the fake rock?
Yeah.
Yes, in TNA, Sonny Siaki.
Did he fuck up Kiwi's head?
Did he?
I thought it was Sonny Siaki that did that.
I hope so.
It might have been.
Jesus, now I don't remember.
I like Sonny Siaki a ton. I thought he was fantastic. I think he would have made it to the big show and through the right doors, he probably would have been, you know.
All right.
I see potential. Like that guy, he kind of had it all.
Yeah, he definitely had it. He was a big highlight of that first year or two of TNA for sure. And
big time.
You know, if he didn't give up that kidney, I could have seen him hang on to him. Maybe he could have even made it to the top of TNA. But I think the E would have absolutely scooped him up at one point.
Yep, right with you, Brenda Fly.
Yep.
A Kiwi injury, according to AI Google, typically refers to a traumatic blunt force or crush injury to the groin, testicles, or vulva/vagina.
Vulva.
What the fuck?
Vulva/vagina. We got our name.
Here's the cow. Jesse, I didn't realize bathroom questions were on the table. I had a good one, but. But what, Jesse? What? Everything's on the table.
Yeah,
I dunk biscuit says, come on, Matt, click the button.
Yeah, Siaki botched a split-legged moonsault on September 27, 2003, and landed on Funk's face knee first. That was when he got all fucked up.
Oh yeah, his nose was like off his face.
I mean, he didn't blame him. He said they're all good, but I think he also used a particular expletive to describe Sonny Siaki.
Oh, completely.
Several times on our show.
The true principal said, now we know why Matt shits with the door open. That was his origin story. I Dunk Biscuit says, you're going to piss. It's not a hogwash competition.
Hogwash?
What's a hogwash? Is that hogwash? Who can look at the hog the longest? Have to ask the hardvark that question.
Yeah. Yeah. This will be fun. Let's go back to our guy, True Prince of Pro. If you were to cast a WWE versus AEW edition of Family Feud, what would the teams look like?
Oh, God.
Ooh. I think on the WWE side, you got to have Danhausen be the captain. Right?
Okay, yeah.
Super duper funny, right? Danhausen, R-Truth.
Yes.
Right? I throw the Miz in there.
Yes.
I think Solo Sikoa would be pretty fucking funny.
Yep, good call.
All right, yeah. So that's four. It's five.
Chelsea Green.
Oh, Chelsea Green. There you go.
That's a good. I don't know about Solo. I'm kind of on the fence about that one. And
he's
Miz.
Funny. He's genuinely funny.
Is he?
Yeah.
In AEW, I'd put Harley Cameron.
Mark Briscoe.
Oh, yeah. That's a good call. Mark Briscoe's very
Danny
funny.
Garcia, so he could do his dumb dance.
No. You want to see more?
MJF?
MJF's, yeah, it's a long
MJF's a personality.
Yeah.
Orange Cassidy.
All right.
I think he would work there.
He would just stand there all stoic with his hands in his pockets and just like mutter whatever the answer is. He wouldn't be able to buzz in either because his hands would be in his pockets.
I want John Moxley just so he can stand behind the fucking thing.
Yes. Yeah. He comes up second when they do the first set of points. Yeah, your team got 90 points. 90 points. Fucking awesome.
What about who's that? Kyle says Beast Mortis.
No.
No. Leo Rush.
Ugh, no.
No. I hate Leo Rush, but oh my god. Him on that right now would be
That new gimmick is something else, huh?
Yeah.
Oh my god, Tony Khan up there, I Dunk Biscuits, that'd be a great one.
Well, Sockface.
No, fuck Sockface.
What about Dobby? He'd buzz in by like fucking jumping off a scaffold in the middle of the fucking.
Did you see he got married this weekend and some of the crazy shit that happened at his wedding?
They let someone like body slam him on thumbtacks on the dance
floor? His mother body slammed him on thumbtacks. His father got chopped by Brody King.
Way to keep kayfabe alive there, Dobby.
Yep.
Is there anyone else to if I take out the Miz?
No, leave the Miz.
Believe
the Miz is good for shit like this.
It's pretty funny. All right.
Put Miz as the captain of the team just because then like Danhausen and R-Truth can fuck with him the whole time. He'll try to keep things under control. I think that's where we go with that.
I like it.
All right. That would be a fun Family Feud to watch. Who's that? Do you remember who's on the WCW teams? Fucking Z-Man was on one of them. He's a real fucking ball of laughs.
Yeah, they had WCW versus Glow. I think Sting was on the WCW team, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's the face of WCW.
Yeah.
Sting.
All right, next question. I like that one.
William Mercier from the Discord. The only thing that I could come up with was, what's your favorite non-wrestling bit? Could be a line, a segment, anything. Still getting a kick out of the puppets, and that was however long ago. A lot of shit sucks, and I'm so grateful that every Monday I get a little slice of something that I look forward to. Thank you, Wizards. Well, thank you, William Mercier Jr.
Like shtick that we've done that's not wrestling related?
I guess. Look, I'd go old school. I would love to have Satan come back.
Oh, yeah. Fucking Satan tickles an overweight Larry? Fuck yeah.
Just
the evil fucking triforce of fucking stupidity.
Just Satan. And overweight Larry. I could do without tickles.
Yeah, well, overweight Larry was a good guest.
Yeah, Ben Django and Jane.
Magenta rules.
Yes.
Magenta's the fucking best.
I mean, they're wrestling related, but like Zombie Macho Man was good.
There's that one. HK brought that bit out where he, what was it? Two in the pink, one in the stink.
Yeah.
And we did it like only once though. That could have, that was fun.
Yeah. We got to do it again.
Definitely fun.
We'll do it again.
Right, I mean, I love the end of episodes when you play like 5 minutes of fucking just, drops from us. Especially when I was just listening, anytime you play like all the drops, I was fucking laughing my ass off.
Yeah, I got to do better. I got to get new drops. Yes, I think that those are good. No.
Yeah.
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 Handjob Kyle wants to know, what's our least favorite finishing move?
Soul Snatcher.
Like out of all of wrestling?
Yeah. Right now it sucks. It's like, it's probably the worst.
I think I can go with you, Tony, but I'm going to add a, just any flying fucking cutter. I'm over.
Oh yeah, cutter's got to go too.
No look cutter, that and maybe even, I don't want to say worse, but in line with it, spears. You could do away with cutters and spears all together.
I'm going to say the finisher that MVP and I think Shelton Benjamin used for a while.
The playmaker?
Yeah, it never looked good.
Didn't Randy Orton use that when he started out too? He called it like the overdrive or something?
I think you're right.
I'm pretty sure he used it, yeah.
Yeah, I know an OVW is using like a wheelbarrow suplex, but yeah. I think he moved to that at first. Yeah, it just never looked fucking good.
I mean, finisher, I don't know. Super kick. Everybody does it now. It's not even a finisher anymore, is it?
Finishers kind of have to exist for them to be able to hate them.
I mean, it was a finisher when HBK did it, even though other people were doing it, but he's gone now, thankfully.
Yeah, I guess it's the super kick because it's so like, it's just like the DDT. Like the DDT was cool when we were growing up because not everybody did it. And then, now it's like every match has like four DDTs, three cutters, a spear, and two super kicks.
But does anybody really use it to finish a match anymore, though?
No, it's just like a move. It's a transition move now, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's not really a finisher.
I mean, a bear hug used to be a finisher. I would hate that. Yeah. Although if someone brought it back now, I bet you I'd appreciate it more. Right, like if some fucking big dude was like, if Wardlow came back and his finisher was the fucking bear hug, I'd be like, all right, I'm in. That's fucking cool. Show off your fucking mass strength and smush people. If Hammerstone started using, I mean, his finisher's kind of fucking cool, the Nightmare Pendulum. But if you're just going to like fucking break a jobber's back, like that's cool.
Yeah, Chris Masters got the fucking full Nelson over again. So it could happen.
Fucking Omos. Just Omos just grabs him and squeezes the shit out of him.
Yes. Yeah, that'd work. Yeah. It just ragdolls him at the end.
Mm-hmm. I Dunk Biscuits. Finishers aren't finishers because anyone has to hit 96 of them to win a match. Boring. True Prince of Pro says Moose's flipping spear is my least favorite finisher. I never understood why he did. Why him doing a flip is supposed to make the move hurt more.
He's right.
He is right.
I get it. What else do we got here? Let's go to the Hard Vark. If you could recommend one, just one, wrestling pay-per-view or show that took place over the life of the podcast, what would it be?
What was it again?
If you could recommend just one wrestling show or pay-per-view that took place over the life of the podcast, what would it be?
Hmm.
It would be in the last 15 years. 2011 to now.
You know what? I would, this might even be an easy one for me. I would probably say that first AEW pay-per-view.
All in?
Yes, because there was so much excitement around it and it was something different and fresh and new. And like, I looked so forward to that. And from a delivery standpoint, to my recollection, it's been a while. It really delivered. So I think that'd probably be the one that I'd go to. I'd point to.
I think I know we don't talk a lot of New Japan anymore, but I think I'd have to go Wrestle Kingdom 15, where Ibushi beat Naito, and then he beat Jay White the next night. It was a two-night deal. I fucking love those pay-per-views.
What about the one where Okada wrestled Omega?
What's that?
What year was that?
Was that 13?
That show seems to stick out to me. I don't remember anything else about it, but I'm sure if I went through the card.
Hold on, give me a second. I'll find it.
Let's see. Bum, bum, bum. No, that was Tanahashi against Omega.
Okay, because there's
but Kenny Omega didn't win the title at that show, right?
I think it was 11.
No, Tanahashi beat Omega for the title.
All right,
we had Painmaker Jericho, I guess. This couldn't have been Painmaker.
So you might be thinking of Wrestle Kingdom 12, Tony, where Okada beat Omega. They went like 45 minutes.
No, I thought there was one where Omega beat Okada. No.
It might have been not a Wrestle Kingdom.
Maybe.
I'm looking.
I don't know. But would that be a show that you would recommend somebody to watch?
What's that, Wrestle Kingdom 11?
Any of the Wrestle Kingdoms.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
10, 11. I think 10 was the first one I watched. Yeah, 10 was the first Wrestle Kingdom show I had. Okada, Tanahashi was the main event. Nakamura, AJ was the co-main event. Shibata, Big Tom Ishii, Goto, and Naito. Kushida defeated Kenny Omega. Jay Lethal defended the Ring of Honor world title against Michael Elgin. What are you, Brundo Fly? Your mic is muted.
Okay. I'm actually going Dominion, where Omega actually beats Okada in the no time limit, 2 falls to 1 match, or 2 out of 3 falls match. So on that,
you're thinking of, Tony.
Yeah, yeah. I realized I said it like 4 times. My mic was muted. But that also had Jericho and Naito on it. You got Hiromu and Will Ospreay. You got the Young Bucks and LIJ. It was just packed from the whole fucking card. But especially that match where they went like an hour, and it didn't feel like an hour at all. So easy recommendation. And Naito and Jericho was fucking great too, I remember.
Naito. All right. Let's go back to our guy, True Prince of Pro. Here's an interesting one. Who, in your opinion, is the most underrated luchador of all time?
Super Porky. I love Super Porky. Could you imagine if he would have got a shot like in the WWE, like even in the 90s? Like the little Super Astros crossover?
He got a shot in the WWE when they brought in the minis. Like, SmackDown 2006.
Super Porky was not a mini.
I think he was short enough that he was there.
Wait, all right. Now I gotta look this up.
I'm gonna say Art Barr. Obviously he's not a fucking stand up individual. I get it all, but like, he kind of put fucking, what was it, AAA on his back. You know, him and Eddie, those gringos. And he was a fucking heel magnet. And if he didn't die, man, who knows? Who knows, like, you know, the rumor has it that it was supposed to be him and Eddie instead of Benoit and Malenko in that ECW three-way dance with Sabu and Taz and the Public Enemy back in 94. You know, he was making fucking crazy money down there in Mexico. Like, I don't think we got to see him, reach the height of his potential. And he was something else, you know.
I always thought Liz Mark was the man. and that's the first name that came to mind. The second name that came to mind, and I might have to plead ignorance because I have no idea what happened or if he did anything else. But when Blitzkrieg showed up in WCW, my mind was fucking blown. And then I have no idea what happened to him after that.
He retired. Good call.
Did he?
Yeah, he wasn't from Mexico though. He's from. I mean, it doesn't really matter, but he came up actually with Super Dragon, Excalibur, and all those guys in Southern California.
Okay.
But then he retired because he got like a really excellent like full time job. So he was like, yeah, that was like it.
When he
was only around for like, I don't even think he made 2 years.
I was gonna say, and for him to have that, like, to still remember him and remember him blowing my mind when he fucking showed up, like that guy was awesome.
Yeah. I would go Silver King. I feel like Silver King was super fucking like really good, and he just never made it to the another level in WCW. But he was a solid fucking wrestler, and he had good runs in New Japan and all over Mexico. So yeah, go with Silver King.
True Prince of Pro says the name that came to mind for me for this question was Mr. Aguila. Like S.A. Rios was so good, and he doesn't get nearly enough credit for how good he was.
I mean, they put him with Lita. Yeah, that's the problem.
Yep.
Lita quickly outshined him, and that was
He got Mark Merrowed.
Fuck yeah, he did.
Going back to our last question, too, I Dunk Biscuits chimes in. NXT TakeOver Brooklyn would be a shout, but the Corbin Joe match was the shits because Corbin sucks.
There were a lot of those NXT shows that you could throw on there, mm-hmm. especially during the black and gold era.
I still say that fucking Johnny Gargano Andrade match, NXT Philadelphia, that Royal Rumble weekend, that's fucking one of my favorite fucking matches.
Yeah. I was at one of the Brooklyn shows where it was where Nakamura won the title. Plus, they had DIY and FTR was on that one, Bayley and Asuka. It was just start to finish. It was awesome.
I don't know how Andrade can move so much when he's wearing so many different t-shirts, depending on what way he wants to go during the middle of a match.
Well, this was like 10 years ago, Tony.
Well, I mean, he's a little bulkier nowadays. Like, it's hard to believe he can still pull it off.
How you know?
Oh, yeah. Pull it off.
Pulling it off. Justin Anderson says, if you were to start a company in the mid to late 90s, who would be your top face, heel, both singles and tag team, managers, network, booker, authority figure, if any? That's a lot to unpack there.
Oh, my God. Jesus, Justin. Giving us fucking work to do. In the mid-90s?
Mid to late 90s, who would be your top face, heel, both singles and tag, main event, mid card, and up and comers, managers, network, booker, authority figures, if any?
I mean, top face, is there anybody but Austin? I mean, I guess Rock, but.
I wouldn't take Rock over Austin.
Yeah.
Not mid 90s or late 90s Rock, anyway.
Yeah.
Tag team? Outsiders?
I was gonna say Outsiders was what came to my mind.
Yeah,
Steiners maybe.
Yeah, Steiners. Yeah, but Scott's already kind of like.
Well, what part? Like, if you're mid '90s, then yeah, you could do the Steiners, right? Yeah. If you're late '90s, they're not a tag team anymore. Right? You could make case for Sting as the top face.
Yeah. Just don't have him against Hogan. You're good.
Not Crow Sting. Like, fucking Surfer Sting is great.
No Sting.
You can make a case to your tag team New Age Outlaws. I mean, how fucking over were they in 97, 98?
Very over.
They were huge.
Managers?
You might think Michaels is heel, too. His heel work there for a while was unstoppable.
No, Bret Hart's got to be the heel, right?
Oof. That's good. That's true.
People fucking hated Bret Hart in 96, 97.
People hated Triple H, too.
Yeah, but Triple H wasn't on that next level yet.
Yeah,
that was like in the 2000s.
You know, before the NWO was cool, people hated Hollywood Hogan.
NWO Hogan has to be the heel, says Mr. Dunk Biscuits.
Yeah, you know, even when Hogan or when the NWO was cool, it felt like people hated Hogan.
Even when he wasn't in the NWO, when he did that weird thing against the Dungeon of Doom and he like dressed all in black, like people fucking hated him.
That wasn't weird.
WCW.
So, I mean, I'm not against Hogan and Austin at the top at all. That's got to be money. It's got to be huge money.
Yeah, that's true.
Fucking Stone Cold against Hollywood Hogan? Come on.
Yeah.
That's where you got to go.
I think the tag teams is my biggest. Like, there's really no tag team of the 90s, right? Because everybody breaks up. Harlem Heat breaks up. Booker T is successful. The Steiners break up. Scott's successful. The Road Warriors were done in 92 after SummerSlam, right? I know they came back, but they're not. They were a fucking shell of themselves.
I wouldn't be against Harlem Heat and the New Age Outlaws.
How about the I fucking hate that I'm going to say this. How about the Dudleys?
Yeah. I don't think on that level, though, because, like, the Outsiders always kind of had that nice, like, the charisma. You know what I mean? And they always had, like, they could garner the heat pretty easily. And they each of them, it didn't matter who was in the ring. You know what I mean? Like, it was easy to hate, and the chemistry between the two of them and the charisma between the two of them was outstanding. So, I mean, I would definitely go with the Outsiders.
Is there a manager?
Kevin Sullivan.
Yeah.
Cornette.
Yeah, he's still around.
Sonny Ono?
Joe Gertner?
Joe Gertner's actually a great choice.
Yeah, he's not a bad leader for sure.
I really like the Eliminators too. Like,
yeah.
That's a good point.
I don't know where they would fit on what side, right?
I don't know. Are Eliminators really on that like upper level though? But then again, the 90s tag scene is very weak, like you said.
It's like Eliminators, Body Donnas. Like, look at the WWF in the mid 90s. Smoking Guns, Body Donnas, Godwins.
Bro. Gangsters.
Gangsters.
Fucking gangsters.
Even what's his name? Storm and Candido were a great tag team.
Storm Incredible?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. The
Impact Flyers.
X Factor.
Balls and Axel were a hell of a tag team.
Yeah, they really were.
They were fucking popular. Yes. Fucking Faces of Fear were awesome.
Yeah. Mang and Bob Marion.
I like that. Bob Marion.
Yeah, 90s tag wrestling was way different than the 80s. I don't know about Network, Booker. No, I don't. Any of that stuff.
Pat Patterson.
No, probably Pat. I would put Pat and Bruce as the booking team. Maybe Kevin Sullivan. Maybe make it a three-man team.
Cornette, maybe?
I don't know if Cornette. No, because I don't want it to be a WCW situation where there's 15 people on a fucking booking team. You know?
True. Yeah, and I feel like Cornette was good at booking, like.
Or fucking Paulie.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, I don't know. Does 90s Paul E work for booking?
I think so. It's certainly the mid to maybe like 98, 99 by that point. That's most of the mid to late 90s, like they said.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, look, you take out the fact that WCW and WWF aren't pillaging ECW, I think Heyman, Paulie, whatever you want to call him, like, he could have booked better without having to worry about, like, I haven't paid this guy in 3 weeks, so I can't put him in this angle where he fits because I'm afraid he's going to jump somewhere else. Yeah, like, take that factor out of it, and I think, like, it works better when he has security. Like,
you say if they weren't pillaging ECW, meanwhile, I haven't paid this guy in 3 weeks. So yeah. I don't...
That's why it always bothered me, the fucking everybody giving shit to Mike Awesome for leaving. Fucking pay him. Yeah. He doesn't leave. Oh, fuck this guy. He left. You know, well, maybe he can't pay his fucking, he can't pay his mortgage with Cheers.
Yeah, I do enjoy, like, he just did an interview again with Chris Van Vliet. That was fucking Paulie, and everyone's like, glued, like, everything he takes is gospel. Like, he's the biggest fucking carny in the rest. Paul Heyman is the biggest fucking carny in all of wrestling.
Yeah. 100%.
Nothing that comes out of his fucking mouth. Zero.
I always remember Axel Rotten saying, like, if you entered a room, like, ready to kick the shit out of Paulie, by the time you get to him, you love him again. Just because of how much he could spin everything.
Yeah, well, everybody said that about Vince, too. Like, you'd go in and argue about, like, a gimmick, and by the time you walked out, you would love it and think it was your idea.
Yep.
Smart. Smart.
Yeah, no, Paulie was so full of shit.
So was everybody in wrestling.
Yeah, that's fair. What else do we got, boys? Hand job Kyle. Here's one for you mid-2000s WWF guys. Who had the most potential? Heidenreich, Mordecai, or Kenzo Suzuki?
Gee, I forgot about Kenzo Suzuki.
Wasn't Mordecai the white vampire?
Yeah, yes. Kevin Thorne.
He was supposed to be against The Undertaker.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, he lasted a month.
And Heidenreich works at like a Walmart now, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he just did one of those Van Vliet.
He did.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So based just on the characters, it's a tougher call for sure. But I always thought Kenzo Suzuki had something. Like, there was something in there. So out of the three of those, I would go Kenzo for sure.
They made it all about his wife too, you know.
Yeah, they did.
It was Heidenreich, Brando.
Yeah, I'm going Heidenreich. I think his look, he just looked like a killer. And if he didn't try and rape Michael Cole, maybe there would be different thoughts about him.
I liked his whole shtick where he was like, I wanted everybody to be my friend. Remember that when he would come to the ring, like pumping his one hand, you know, like to his music.
Wasn't he a road warrior too?
Yep.
He sure was.
Him and Adam won the belts. The SmackDown belts, but they won the belts. Yeah.
That era. I don't know if I've ever gone back and watched that era of the WWE.
Just watch the clip of him with his painted face and Animal putting the fucking spikes on him. That's all you need to see.
Is it cool?
It's something.
No, it's something. Milwaukee Tom, Ja says, if there was one match you could rebook, what would it be?
Sting Hogan 1997. Sting beats the shit out of him in 6 minutes. He rappels. He doesn't walk down the fucking ramp. He rappels into the ring. The fast count never happens, and WCW could possibly still be awake or around today.
Yeah, they don't give it away again the next night for Nitro and then hold the belt up till fucking Super Bowl.
Yep.
Booker T over Triple H at, what was that, 19?
WrestleMania. Was that 19? Yeah, 19.
Was that 19?
Yep.
Yeah, that whole thing just, like, it was Booker T's title to win, and then
Triple H pedigree, and it takes him like 30 seconds to pin him.
He's got to stay strong, bro.
I guess.
Boy, I think I'd still do the. I think I'd do the Iron Man match with Shawn and Brett. I don't think I'd change. I don't change the winner, but I change how it happens. Yeah, it always irritated me that they went to overtime and all that kind of stuff. I really thought that the best play would have been having HBK sneak in like chin music, say 4 or 5 minutes left, and then somewhere towards the end, Brett finds a way to get Shawn into a sharpshooter. And he wrecks the shit out of him with the sharpshooter as the time expires, and HBK just doesn't give up because he knows that that's his childhood dream. You know what I mean? Like, I think that gives a little bit more oomph on the other side of it when Brett comes back for him. So I think that would have been a better play as opposed to the, we're going to overtime, I'm back, it's over. I always fucking hated that.
This is a tough question. There's so many good ones that you could go through and maybe put a little switcheroo on. I'd have Andre win WrestleMania 3.
Wow. Oh,
I like that.
Yeah. Let Andre fucking run the business for a year. Let Hogan go film No Holds Barred. Put Andre in spots where he's not going to look like a complete fucking mess. Just have him dominate people. Hogan comes back for WrestleMania 4.
That ain't bad.
Why not?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, you could run like Saturday Night Main Events with like Duggan, with Jake, a few other guys probably.
Yeah. He don't have to do much. Give him 6-minute matches.
I could dig that.
Yeah, why not?
A question from Molly. Molly, why are you on Facebook? Go on YouTube. My question is, which wrestler do you feel has the best walk-up or in-ring attire? I like Ric Flair. He's pretty.
He's right. Pretty. My God.
Not like such, just not like
such a girly answer.
Not 2026 Ric Flair, though, right?
No, he's
Barf. Why are you going to do it, Barf?
Why would you get married?
You fucking idiot.
You motherfucker.
Ring attire or walk up?
Walk up is in like entrance, right?
Entrance music. I mean, yeah, for me, like if you go 80s, like it's a toss up between Demolition and the Ultimate Warrior. Like the Ultimate Warrior's entrance music, I know he sucks when he gets to the ring, but those fucking first few chords, like, yeah, I fucking feel, I want to shake this fucking house. And then the demos is just a great fucking song.
Yes, it is. I'm going Sandman. Sandman's fucking entrance with Entered Sandman. I just fucking love it every single time. Just especially the one at One Night Stand. Where nobody realized he was going to have Enter Sandman. What an entrance that was.
If I can translate for my wife, I believe she means walk out attire or ring attire, not walk up music. Yeah.
I hope she comes and punches you in the nuts now.
I hope she's
correcting her.
Both.
I'm not correcting her. I'm just translating.
She never correct your wife.
She would have said music for sure if she meant music.
Well, sorry, Molly. I'm an idiot.
So am I.
I would then say Macho Man Randy Savage.
What era?
Great ring attire.
The 80s.
Any era.
No, the NWO match I could do without.
I like Razor Ramon with the vest and the necklaces and all that shit. It's just the whole package looked fucking awesome. Looking awesome.
I don't even know if it's so much a person, but like the entire look. I don't want to say that Ric Flair inspired, but like anybody who came out with like the long glittery robes, like a Paul Orndorff or a Greg the Hammer Valentine or a Ric Flair, you know, like just those long sequin robes like that. Like I always thought that was a cool look.
Buddy Landell.
Yeah.
I'm going to go LOD. Just like them coming out with the face paint and the spikes and everything. Just so fucking intimidating. It was definitely a cool look.
You know who else had it? Who else I like low key like really enjoy when he came to the ring was Vince. Always had the suit on. Always did the fucking Vince swagger walk with his arms and shit. Yep. Yeah.
Tropical says Macho King. I dunk biscuits. Batista with his guns and explosions and the music always looked good. And then he also picks up Bobby Roode in NXT with Glorious.
Yeah, it's another one of those like style kind of robes, you know.
Yeah.
Yep.
Classic fucking wrestling robe.
Just fucking Batista's. Hello, I'm Baptista.
I'm a Baptista. The video that makes the rounds every once in a while is when that fucking dude was just backstage when they were like just showing Batista and he stops in front of him and goes, duh, 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 duh. And then next thing you know, he looks over his shoulder and runs and two guys chase that. And Batista just looks and he just shakes his head and goes back to his thing.
There's a couple questions left. I want to hammer these out. So True Prince of Pro says, who's a wrestler currently wrestling that you think would have excelled in the territory wrestling days?
Hmm.
I don't know. Like,
currently wrestling that would have excelled in the territory days? Huh.
I guess MJF would have been gold.
Yep.
He could have ran his shtick wherever. You know what I mean? It probably wouldn't have gone stale like a lot of people feel it's gotten now. So I think MJF could have went territory to territory and run his shtick and been just fine.
Yeah, that's a great call. MJF is good. I think Cody would have been fine.
Does it work as a baby, though? You know what I mean? Like, does him coming around, like, around as a baby work as well as MJF as a heel? I think it's easier to be a heel territory to territory, no?
Yeah, but you bring a baby in to fight a fucking heel, you know?
Yeah, I hear you.
Go ahead, Brendan.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
All right. I know he's been hurt for a year, but Kevin Owens, I think, would have been fucking gold in the territories. Crowd interaction and everything. He's so quick.
We're building him up right now, but I could see Obafemi taking that Andre the Giant place, bringing him in as an attraction for a couple of weeks, and then sending him to the next. Yeah. I Dunk Biscuit says Gunther.
Yes, Gunther would be fucking great.
That's a great call. That's a good call, I Dunk. Let's see, another one from True Prince of Pro, because I like these other three questions. Two questions we have left. What's something you'd like to see uploaded to the WWE Vault YouTube channel?
I can't say it.
Why? Well,
you know what I'm thinking. I can't say it.
Are you thinking Over the Edge?
Yep.
Tony.
Just tell them, hey, we're going to show this one time at like 11:35 p.m. on a random Tuesday.
I would love like full episodes of like Action Zone. Or fucking WWF Mania.
They really should have had it be this past Sunday. Now, if they're going to play it, right, Tony? Over the Edge?
This past Sunday?
Woof. Yep, I got that.
I did not, so I will just sit here with a smile.
A certain tournament ended in AEW.
Did I miss something?
Owen Hart tournament.
Oh, that really? That got you guys cackling?
Didn't get me cackling.
I got it.
I get it. It ain't making me laugh, but I get it. Meatwad.
What about you guys?
I don't know.
I don't know how much UWF they have on there. I would love to see a lot of those old ones.
Do they own the UWF?
They do, yeah.
Why aren't we getting any of that?
We should.
I would love just to have them, and I've been screaming since they, you know, were on the WWE network. And I just want worldwide. I just want all of worldwide. Like, I fucking love that show Saturday mornings. I would love to be able to go back and rewatch old worldwide.
All good options.
I'd like to see them do like specials for like old wrestling. Like, oh, remember Junkyard Dog and Michael Hayes? Like, they blinded Michaels. Here's a 2-hour special of, you know, how this happened and what it led to. Stuff like that.
This one could take a little bit of time. So this is from the Hardvark in the Discord. All right. For the OG Wizards, what is your favorite interview guest from each century of a show? 1 to 100, 101 to 200, etc. And then all Wizards, please answer from your time with the show.
This, I actually put some time and effort into this. So we're doing one from each century?
Me and you would be, yes.
Well, I mean, but all the way down, like.
Yes.
Just one, because I did a whole list, and, like, I've got some, and I don't even know if it's complete. Like, I don't even know, like, if I remembered everybody, but, so I've got a handful of them. I just got to choose one from each one. I think as much as I liked my interview with Scott Keith in the first 100, and we've had some great guests in the first 100. I think maybe my favorite was Mikey Whipwreck. I had a blast talking to Mikey Whipwreck.
Okay. Was Mikey in the first 100?
Yes, he was. He was very early on.
I have the list in front of me. Just looking through it now. I'm sorry. Are you sure?
Yep. Episode 74.
Oh, Matt, I'm only in the 60s. Yep, there he is.
Jesus Are you Christ. Sure? I've only got 40 more episodes to look through.
Yeah, look, I didn't even look at the Hall of Famers either, but.
Man, first 100. Fucking A.
I mean, I also, was Jake in the first 100?
Yep.
Yes, he was. He was 72. See, like, and I enjoyed talking to Jake. But I think Mikey Whipwreck was just like, he was a fucking blast, dude.
Yeah, I agree.
There's so many that I liked, but like to put one over all else, like I would go with Mikey.
I'm gonna have to go with Mangway, that first Mangway in studio.
Fair enough.
Me. That was quite a time. Episode 14. Here comes the Mangway. I think your Whipwreck was Whipwreck with subtitles.
Maybe. I think that's what it was.
What would you do? What, 100 to 200?
There's so many good ones here, too, that I pulled up. Like, my gut was kind of telling me Andrew Anderson, but I don't think Andrew Anderson was till later on. I don't know. My list started to jumble up. I'm going to say Jazzy.
Really?
Yeah, Jazzy was a lot of fun, man.
Oh, I'm going. I mean, I'm same ballpark, I guess. I don't know. I'm going Sonny.
All right, good call.
That Sonny live show was out of control.
It really was.
You're right, though, Tony. Like, Lanny Poffo's on there. Stevie Richards, that fucking heart-stopping moment.
I mean, Luke Hawks, Crowbar, that was the first time we had him on.
Roderick
Dave
Strong.
LaGreca.
Yeah. Steve Corino.
Dan Moff. Dan Moff was in the studio. It was a good time.
Fucking Paul Orndorff.
Yeah.
Chris Jericho.
That's the thing. Like, how do you choose? Like, you know, like the years are packed.
Teddy Hart.
Him and his fucking cats and his fucking energy drink fountains in the corners of the fucking ring.
Cannot confirm or deny if it was really Teddy Hart either.
Yeah, that's true.
200 to 300.
I have a very short list, but they're four really good ones. That was the first time we had Steve Mack. We had EYFBO.
Uh-huh.
Fala Ba, one of my fucking favorite people of all time. But Rip Rogers, man. Fucking Rip Rogers ran that fucking show. I loved Rip Rogers. I'm going with him.
Man. EYFBO is a great one.
For sure. I don't know why I sounded like that. For sure.
Kenny Omega, that fucking fiasco.
Yeah. When we booked him, but he wasn't him. And he was like, oh, that's not me that you booked.
No. We were told he was booked, and then he was like, hey, guys, I was never booked for this. And we were like, oh, well.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Brian Myers in studio.
Yeah.
He's on that list. The Professor, he came to your house.
Yes.
I think that might have been the first appearance of Baza.
Might have been. That might have started my episodes in Spain with him, no?
271, Sloppy Slaggin with Baza.
Every year when I went to Spain, I would have him on, and him and I would just do an episode, which would air here live at like 5 in the morning.
300 to 400.
This was enough. Dude, every year is loaded, right? We had Metal Maniac. Yeah. We had Jay George, Casey Catal and Brandon Kirk, Sean Mooney, Nick Aldis.
Dude, Kayla we did a Spurs. Show. With Chris Jericho and Rip Rogers.
Yeah.
That's fucking silly.
I don't know, Jay George. I mean, like, I was tempted to go with Francis for this one just because of how much he's meant to me on the show. But Kayla Sparks too, man. Like that was like the impetus for her to get back in the business too. Like,
Yeah, it was.
And I really wanted to go with Casey and Brandon, but I'm going to go with Jay George. Jay George, that just fucking set off a fucking amazing relationship with him.
Casey and Brandon was fun. That was at my apartment.
Yeah.
That was really good. Lance Archer was a good guest too.
Yeah. Like, that's the thing. Like, how do you pick? Like, and everybody's good for like different reasons.
400 to 500.
We We had Darby Allin and fucking Priscilla Kelly on that one. That was fucking Dude, that was Dude Art.
Yeah.
Zicky Dice, one of my all-time favorites.
Rob Van Dam promoting his documentary.
Yeah. Selena. Fucking Selena De La Renta and the fucking Von Erichs that year, too. No, you know what? You know who takes the cake? Prince Nana. Prince Nana.
I was waiting for you to say
percent.
That.
100 fucking percent. But look at all the people I named for that fucking block.
Yeah, I thought you were going donut hole. Old donut hole.
Oh, fucking donut belly. You know, notice I didn't mention Veta Scott from 1 to 200 either.
No, none of us did. We were grasping at straws at the beginning of the year. That's the Ethan Page shit his pants story, too.
Yeah.
God, there's a lot
501 to 600.
A lot of
I names. Think HK's already in on this one, no?
Yeah, official wizard, 631, but I was around prior to that.
All right, so you're not in, but you're not there for 500 to 600, are you?
I would have been. Well, because I was on the show for a while before I got the official. You're
right.
You know, you're a wizard.
Where were you in? Was it 585?
I was. So, yeah, I don't remember.
I don't know why that number stuck out. I could be completely wrong.
What was
somewhere here? 631 is when we made him a wizard.
Okay. So he was on a little bit from 501 to 600.
Well, 631, you do the math. I think he was probably around from 600 to.
So maybe he's not in this block.
Was he, you were the episode 600 is the roast of Tony. Were you there for that?
I was there for that. I was there prior to that.
Were you there for, when we interviewed the guy who was outside of the wrestling outside in New York?
Yeah, Vargas.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So Kevin's picking Vargas.
I remember that. It's a little the memory isn't all there, but I can't remember when was Kate and I did 10, right? We hosted 10.
Yes.
Yeah, that was. That was in the 500s.
Yeah. So I've been around. So
Kevin's been around. All right. What you got anybody for 500 to 600?
Do I?
No, I'm asking.
I mean, I didn't have, I didn't have this list in front of me. I didn't have the names. I didn't do the research. When was, that would have been, well, actually, we had the, God, was it Bruno's kid and the guy that wrote Bruno's book?
Oh yeah. What the hell is his name? Deckard.
Yeah. I love that. That was fantastic. So that would be my poll.
No, but that was episode 612. That's
son of a bitch. All right.
All right. So Kevin doesn't have one for the 500s.
I'm going with, Mickey James.
Good call. I didn't even have her. I didn't even realize she was in that block.
Yeah. I thought I just saw her. I think she was
in that block. We had Aaron Stevens, Brian Solomon, Kwee-wee, Slice Boogie, Tombstone Jesus. But I'm going with Hollywood. Hollywood's a fucking personal favorite of mine. That was from my birthday episode.
Oh, yeah.
Hollywood's the best.
Also in that block, Teddy Long.
Player.
Miko is all over the place. Brody King.
Yeah.
Wasn't Ice Train before he died as well?
Yeah, Ice Train was there.
Yeah.
Ice Train somewhere in here. Henry Godwin.
Ice Train was 531. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. We had Thunder Rosa interrupt the David LaGreca interview.
Oh my God. This is what I'm talking about. Like, how do you pick?
Brian Clark. And I fucking interviewed fucking Roxanne Perez by myself in the afternoon.
Fuck yeah. Wow, all right. Yeah. 601 to 700.
Kerry Morton. Jeez Louise. 600 to 700. You want me to read off a couple names for you, HK?
That'd be great. Yeah. I'd appreciate that.
Magic Jake Dumas, Clark Connors, Black G's, PCO, Sam Adonis, Thunderfrog, Alex Kane, Sal Renaro, Luigi Primo, Clark Connors. Jossie, Kevin Kelly, Gabby, Bob Anger, Darren Corbin, Vinny Pacifico.
Bob Anger was your favorite, I know.
Paul Lauria, Bad Luck Fale.
Fucking Paul Lauria and Diana talking to each other was fucking
Paul Lauria and Diana. And Jossie was fantastic for nothing else. Just that we got throat meal cookies from Jossie.
There's more. Todd Gordon, Colby Carino, Lance Anoa'i, Cold Stone, Tim Boston, HK's birthday show, Shady Natris, Vicious Vicky, Eric Johnston, Ortiz, Chubby Dudley, Heidi Howitzer, Jim Molinal, Ron Bass Jr., Missa Kate, Dave Penzer, Ruby Rays.
We had Heidi Howitzer and Ruby Rays in that block.
Yeah.
And Big Old Possum.
Big Old Possum.
Big Old Possum's a fucking favorite.
There you go. Main feature of Rich Maxwell. That guy was the one that made fun of my mother.
It's close.
It on his porch, too.
It's close for me between Bay Ragney and Heidi Howitzer, but I think I got to go Heidi Howitzer.
I loved Heidi Howitzer so much, but I got to talk to fucking Savio Vega. So fucking sold right there. Fucking.
We wish
sold.
You a happy birthday.
I mean, look, I got to talk to fucking Brian O'Halloran, and I got to talk to Eric Bischoff on my birthday shows. But like, how do you like? There's so many to choose.
I'm surprised. I'm going to go with fucking Luigi Primo, man.
Really?
Oh, my God. We had such a good time busting his balls about him not being a real pizza chef.
You guys didn't mention Sonny Kiss, too. I remember.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Like,
awesome interview.
Oh, many, yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you want to interview Sonny Kiss? Because he's our friend. We want to talk to our friend. Matt's like, come on. He's our friend.
Oh, the fucking PR people can eat a shit.
701-800. My short list is Sexy Eddie, Mighty Maccabee, the Manitoban, Mickey Knuckles, and Ron Reese. I think I'm going Mickey Knuckles.
Manitoban. Hands down, Manitoban.
Oh, I don't know, man. Fighting or fucking with Mickey Knuckles?
That was pretty good.
I mean, it wasn't much of an interview with Steve Kern.
Steve, can you hear me?
Can you hear us, Steve? Steve, can you hear us?
I mean, B. Brian Blair. The Mighty Maccabee?
Yeah.
You got a foot out of B. Brian Blair.
Holy shit.
Bo James was a great time. Bay was back. Gringo Loco.
He was good. Yeah. Pondo. Pondo always holds a special place in my heart. This is the first person I booked for the show. And he was so fucking good. But yeah, the Yeti, Ron Reese. Holy shit, was he great.
Jimmy Corderas.
Corderas was good.
Doug Gilbert.
Well, that got us in trouble.
Hey, we interviewed Stevie Ray, too. Stevie Ray was a great guest.
Yeah, years ago.
Yep.
Shane Mercer.
Ricky Shane Page was a lot of fun. Ricky Shane Page may have the best fucking bring in when we brought him in, and HK just goes, I want to know if our guest double stuffs. Made the best face for that, too.
That's right. 100 episodes ago was when we had Francis Wright on, but he wasn't like a wrestler anymore. He's just a fucking like normal guy. It was really
funny. I had so many questions for him to go nuts on, too. And he was just normal.
But he bid us adieu with going back into the Francis character one last time, which was amazing.
Yep.
I think that covers that. That was a big question. That was a good one, though. I like that. What does the chat say here? I Dunk Biscuit said Raven will forever be my all-time favorite for the comical ending.
Eat balls, Biscuits.
Have fun learning with Miss Brianna. Brianne.
My wife.
I want to know who each of your favorite wrestlers and why. Who are each of our favorite wrestlers and why?
All time, Bruno.
Bret Hart.
Pillman.
It's such a hard fucking question to answer.
It is.
The gym teacher.
Yeah. It is. It's always going to be a very tough question for me to answer because it just depends, like, the day, how what kind of wrestling I feel like watching.
Today, like right but now.
I think I probably say Mick Foley.
No, Bobby B.
I love Bobby B. But Bobby B. didn't elevate as many people as Mick did, and that's
the Larry Z. All those kids he did fucking calisthenics with in the 80s in the middle of the ring.
Bro,
that's what I want to see on fucking TV.
Yeah, no, I the selflessness of Mick Foley is always something that I will praise and like I love Mick Foley. So I think that today's Mick Foley.
I think those are good choices. See, Brundo, I'm still figuring you out. Pillman, huh?
Yeah, always loved Brian Pillman, especially when he came to ECW and did the fucking Rogue Horseman thing. I was all fucking in. That was the first and only ECW shirt I bought. It's still in my dresser. Don't fit no more, but it's still there. I can't get rid of it.
This young lady, learning lady, says I liked Edge back in the day in Mysterio.
I take it your wife was a fan of the SmackDown 6.
I guess so. Well, maybe afterwards.
I got one more question. I saved it for the end. This is gonna turn this show upside down. Would you rather sit on a dick and eat a cake or sit on a cake and eat a dick?
Who gave us this gem?
And Job Kyle.
Jesus Christ. Would you rather sit on a dick and eat a cake or sit on
Man.
No, what dick and what cake? I think that really plays.
No, I think I'm sitting on a dick and eating a cake.
I think I'm sitting on a cake and eating a dick.
No, you know why? Because like if you're sitting on a dick, you could eat the cake and distract yourself. But if you're eating a dick, you're eating a dick.
Yeah, but I don't want a dick in my butt.
Yeah, but there's no redeeming social. There's no redeeming like value to like sitting on a cake.
I think it depends on the dick. Yeah, but I mean, if I have to sit on a normal dick, that's fine. But if, you know, fucking, I got to sit on Too Cold Scorpio's lap, I'm eating it.
What's a normal dick? Like in China, a normal dick is like a pinky.
All right. Yeah. Come on.
What's the difference between that and Too Cold Scorpio's fucking anaconda dick?
For guys that aren't into bro stuff, they know an awful lot about dicks.
I don't want a dick. I feel like a dick in the butt hurts more than a dick in the mouth.
Yeah, but then you could eat the cake and take your mind off it.
Off the pain in my ass? No.
Yes.
Eat that. I bet you could eat cake faster than you can eat dick.
I figured it out, and I'm with you, Tony. I got to my logic. At least if you're eating a cake and sitting on a dick, there is some positive experience there, right? Like you get to eat a cake. But yeah. Sitting on a cake and eating a dick, where's the positive? There's no positive there.
When the guy finishes.
Right. Yeah, that's the other question I was going to ask. Like, eating a dick, does that mean you have to?
Yeah, of course. Yes, you do.
Yes.
He didn't say that.
But you'd have to. Otherwise, he just goes on forever.
Yeah.
Well, no, you just put it in your mouth and then you call it a day.
No.
What, like you're fucking dunking your head in the ice tray? I don't think that's the way it goes.
Don't know.
Like, I'm eating a dick. I'm done eating a dick.
Say, yeah.
Like, are we talking like it's boiled or like fucking fried and it's on a plate?
Boiled dick?
Yeah, like if you're eating a dick, like actually eating a dick.
Oh, gotcha.
Right?
Yeah.
Like some of that alive shit, huh?
I don't. Now, if you're actually eating a dick that's served to you, can you put cake on it to like make it go down better?
You have to take it out from under your ass, though.
Yeah, but you're sitting on it. Like, it's not going just in between your cheeks. I would imagine it's like a decent-sized cake.
I'm so glad he's getting older.
Oh, I know my son. I'm so glad my son is listening. He said cake.
Yeah, but cake. He said cake.
No, I don't want to know. I don't think I want him to say it.
Julio checking in. All I heard was you like Chinese. Well, he did marry one.
Kyle, where are you? Can you please give us some
parameters? No, we don't need clarification. I think we're good. I think we handled it.
I'm not putting a dick in my butt, so I'll sit on the cake and I'll eat the dick.
There's no
isolate that, Matt.
Do we have any more questions?
Like,
or
I wonder if it's like a 7-Eleven dick, like something that's been on the hot dog roller for a couple hours.
Oh, would you ever eat one of those?
Fuck yeah, I have.
I have.
One that's been on for a couple hours? Like,
I don't know how long it's been there, but I've eaten
hot dogs. Eat the question. Like, I love the roller at the 7-Eleven over here. I love it. Buffalo chicken roller rules. They got like sausages stuffed with jalapenos and cheese. But if there's something questionable on there, I don't know.
I had gas station food on Saturday morning. First time in a year.
Wait, what? But what? Like, what kind of gas station food? Let's talk about this.
I had a buffalo chicken roller off of the rolling gimmicks. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. How'd you feel?
Oh, fucking miserable. I shit my guts out. It was bad. It was fucking horrible. I can tell you this, man. Like, I'm working out, eating right, doing great. I actually, with that one roller, I was down almost 3 pounds the following day. Just shoo! Somebody turned on the faucet, man.
It was good. Cleaned you out then.
Oh, no. Don't need that in my life. Don't need that in my life. So I even said, I goes with J-Bo, and I went, man, I haven't done that in a long time. He's like, about a year, yeah? And I was like, yeah. He's like, well, he goes, I'm putting my calendar now to remind you a year from today, don't eat the roller. didn't taste bad, though.
No, they're delicious. They're fucking delightful.
Yeah, they're fantastic. You just pay for it later, unfortunately.
Hey, 200 calories, 14 grams of protein. It's like eating a dick.
There you go.
This after show is going to be fucking hysterical.
It's rough when you get one of those, when you go for like a taquito that's been on there too long and it's like not good. It's crunchy.
I wouldn't know.
Brendo's wife and or son is coming in hot. Cage match or Money in the Bank?
Cage.
Cage. Straight up cage match, yeah.
Cage match, too. Too much can go wrong with the ladder. The Money in the Bank, yeah.
7-Eleven hot dogs or 7-Eleven pizza?
7-Eleven pizza is fucking great.
I'm going hot dogs.
It is so much better than it should be.
I don't think I've ever been to a 7-Eleven.
Well, I've definitely taken you to a 7-Eleven.
I've been to a 7-Eleven out there, I suppose. I haven't had either, so I have no idea.
Are you like testing out your meat parameters for when you come out here?
No, it was there, and I figured I'd give it a whirl. They didn't have what I normally have at a gas station. So,
well, celery and carrots.
No, I was looking for a certain type. I was looking for a certain type of protein chip that didn't have inside.
Protein shit or shake?
Chip.
Protein chip.
Yeah. So I gave it a whirl. Shit my guts out.
Because we would like to do Rodizio when you come out here, but I don't know. I mean, there's things you could eat. You could eat rice and French fries.
I don't eat French fries.
You don't eat French fries?
No.
Yeah, so Rodizio would be not good for you.
Yeah. He could eat the napkin.
I think they have other things. I think there's an actual menu at the place.
I don't even have
just never fucking looked at it. Because you go for Rodizio. They just bring you endless fucking meat until you are fucking tapped out.
They bring lamb?
They bring
lamb is good.
Everything. Bacon-wrapped chicken, bacon-wrapped filet, filet mignon with cheese, regular filet, sirloin, top sirloin.
Jeez, take it easy.
Chicken breast, chicken wing, liver hearts. You name it, they bring it. Hmm. It's delightful.
I had duck liver this weekend. It was fucking awesome.
In the DR?
Yeah, in the DR.
DL in the DR.
BH in the DR.
Two BHs were in the DR. So I got to, before we finish with questions, I got one for you guys. Not wrestling related.
Okay.
What's a time in your life where you're just like super proud of something you did? Or like going deep on this one, just you know, something happened in your life and you're like, this is fucking great. Like something along those lines.
I think for me, it is any time, like when I have the barbecue, like any time I can just get everyone together. You know, HK is kind enough to fly out. Same with Al. Like we all get together. Like, you know, as you get older, it gets harder to see your friends and hang out with them. Like this is great every Monday night. Like, I know I can be a bit of a bitch in the text messages sometimes about like, we don't have enough YouTube subscribers. We don't have enough fucking Patreons. Like, but like at the end of the day, realistically, like I get to hang out with my friends like once a week. And there's a lot of people our age who never get to spend any time with their fucking friends. So like to be able to like get everyone together for like a weekend, like it's fucking cool. And I fucking like it. And I'm like proud of that. I could say like, obviously like marrying my fucking wife is a very proud day. Like I fucking outkicked my coverage, but like that's an easy answer. Like this is like, I'm proud of this. I'm proud of the friendships we've made, of all these fucking questions we've been getting from all these people who've been with us for all this time. Like it makes me realize that like it matters and people listen. So that's my answer. You guys can call me gay or whatever you want to do now.
No, I'll call you that answer.
Nobody else. Nobody's proud of anything.
Right, no, cool. I was thinking. So, like, obviously, I mean, for me, the first thought that came to mind was there was a moment at my wedding reception where like a ton of people obviously there, and I just got to kind of sit and take a step back and take it all in, and that was a super proud moment for me. And I think that all of us are married could probably say something to that extent about being with our wives. And I think it's fantastic. When I came out to Jersey the first time to see you guys, that for me was super awesome. First time I traveled by myself, did a trip by myself, took the shot, went out there. Like my Molly was worried, like, what if you hate these guys? Like, no, these are my friends. You know what I mean? Like I am looking forward to hanging out with my friends and being able to get there and hang out with Tony and go to fucking Red Bank and see the Secret Stash, which was something that if I had a bucket list, that was on my bucket list to go see the Secret Stash. And I got to do that because of this, what we do here and the friendships, like you said, Double T, that we've made. But going to that lookout gimmick after the show the one night and seeing the, you know, the sky, like, these are things I figured I just probably would never see. So like just taking that chance of taking that shot and being able to, you know, call all you guys my friends is fantastic to me. So I appreciate all you. I love you motherfuckers. So yeah, that's definitely one of them.
Went to the airport, got on the fly.
Haven't heard that one in a while.
Took me a minute to find it.
Brundo, what were the parameters of the question again?
Just something that you did in your lifetime that you're proud of.
Well, I mean, I am proud of everything that we accomplished with this show. I agree with Matt that, you know, everything that came from the decision to start doing this show, hanging out, getting to hang out with my friends every week, a testament to like how much we put into the show that we've never missed a week doing an episode. Some weeks we did two episodes. Some, I think we even did three. All the bonus material we've put out, like it's today's 800. But I clearly think we're over with all the Patreon stuff, with all the call times, with all the other bonus interviews that Matt's done or that I've done. Like, we're probably well over 1,000 deep on this show already. But just something that we can produce. And, like, even if it didn't entertain anybody else, it entertains us. And the fact that it does, like, other people, you know, can laugh at us or cry with us or, you know, like, just spend a couple hours with us every week. Like, that's really fucking cool. Outside of this, there's so many other great moments. Like, I love my wife. Like, you know, marrying her was probably one of the best things that ever happened to me. But the thing that I'm most proud of right now, I got a son who's going to college. And when I started the show, he was a kid. He was like 3 years old, you know? And now he's a man. Like, he's going to be out in the world in a couple more years, you know? Like, he's out in the world now. That's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
You know, like I've known Matt since he was probably like, you know, younger than what my kid is now, you know? And I met Matt through mutual friends through wrestling school. And like back then, like never would have thought I would have had a kid. Shit, half the people I met through Matt, like you don't picture anybody that you know having kids. People I met in college, they all have, it's fucking, it's crazy. It's like, it's still crazy to think like that I have somebody that's going to carry on the family name and like who's a genuinely good kid, like a genuinely a good man at this point, you know? That still blows my mind.
Gwen Stefani, will you pee-pee on me?
Maybe she'll pee-pee on him too someday.
I fucking, no, Tony's right. I texted him the other day like, hey, congrats to your son. And he was like, he was a baby when we started. Yeah, we used to have to fucking go to, we used to do the show on Thursday nights at 9 o'clock after his kid went to bed.
Yeah.
That's
we have to get there. Yeah, we'd have to be fucking quiet when we went down the hatch so we couldn't wake him up because he was fucking three.
No, nothing's changed. At 9 o'clock, it has to be quiet so I can go to bed.
Brando, what do you got for yourself?
I mean, besides all the great things you guys said about being able to hang out with you guys every week and, you know, talk, or wrestling's been my life forever and being able to actually talk to wrestlers, even though I don't ask a lot of questions, but being on camera with them, I mean, that's like a fucking dream. But besides that, there was, I think about 10 years ago or so, I got to go back to my high school and give a speech in front of parents. And for people who don't know,
like the intro.
No. It actually, I wrote everything down, but I went to a therapeutic boarding school for high school. So with a whole lot of troubled kids, and to be able to go back there and to talk to the parents and show them like, you know, you're helping your kids, you're pointing them in the right direction and everything. And they could be a success story. Not that I'm like a huge success story, but you know, I'm married, I have a good job and everything. So I was pretty proud of being able to do that and hopefully help a few people throughout the way.
Boy, I got to use the bathroom.
I mean, I don't want to quote Dean Ambrose, but that's fucking awesome, bro, though.
Thank you.
It really is.
Yeah.
I got to fucking throw MB up here. Every time you mentioned Tony's kid, I assumed he was still like 10. Learning he's going to be college makes me feel. How do you think I feel, Mr. Burke? How do you think I feel? I appreciate the kind words, but Jesus Christ, we're all getting old.
Yeah.
I'm older than most.
When I started listening, there was no way I could let my kid listen. And now he's, you know, answering questions about dicks and kids.
Oh my God, the shit that comes out of my kid's mouth now, like,
oh God,
he would be too bad for this fucking show.
He probably heard it all from HK at the last barbecue.
Oh my God. HK doesn't, I don't think he knows how to talk shit properly. He's just downright mean.
Is he going to make it this year, Tony?
He will be there. And fingers crossed, I think the wife is coming back.
Awesome. Yeah, I think my wife's gonna come.
Collar on her and drag her out to the car, but she
I doubt that Brenda Fly, but will she be at the barbecue?
You dumb fat fuck.
How come you guys get all funny lines and I get Gwen Stefani pee-pee on me?
Oh, that's hilarious. That's like besides hey, this is Moose, that's my favorite.
You know, like this is Teddy Biazzi.
Are you turned on yet, sweetie?
I love that one.
That's a great one.
Well, I like the one. What did I say? which one was that? Rape night. Now it's rape juice. No, there was the other one. You ever take a shit?
Did you ever shit your pants?
Oh, shit with the door open.
You ever shit your pants?
What the fuck? Am I
nobody walking? Asked that question.
I don't get it.
I think they've, I mean, did you want
to? Fuck, HK's in trouble.
Oh, yes, yeah, Molly. We're going to have to take a picture of all the Shining Wizards wives and, yeah.
Well, it'll be the back of my wife's head because she'll be watching the football field.
I was glad that you're going a different way with that altogether.
No, no, you stop it. Stop it. She ain't some Randall wife, HK. Take it easy. You watch yourself.
My bad. I'd watch your nuts if I were you, HK.
Some Randall wife. Everybody can. I'll wear shorts.
Life-saving nuts.
Lots of nuts.
The fly.
Heat of shit.
Also, like, you know what? I'm not going to say anything.
Brundle brought Eat Balls to the show, which I fucking absolutely adore.
Eat Balls?
Yes. He's just like, I forget the conversation. He's like, yeah, Eat Balls.
Yeah. When I said it to HK, Eat Balls.
I don't even have a drop of that. I don't think
I guess do. We have to, we might have to change that to Eat Cake. Because you know what you're doing when you're eating cake.
Sponsored by Catherine the Great.
Fuck yeah.
Pedophile.
Mr. Hands.
Yeah, all my drops are like AIDS related anyway.
Cry me a fucking river.
Yeah.
This one though, like
Dr. HIV. Write that down.
Holy shit. Yeah, there's a lot of AIDS talk here.
So does he have AIDS?
Yeah, I got to get more Brundo drops. It's past 9 o'clock. We had a ton of questions and stuff. Tropic Owl wants to know, what's the best nickname? I think Golden Gate Kate is up there.
I think the best nickname is Handsome Kevin.
Ray, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
It's my favorite. It's the only nickname I've ever had, so I'm keeping it, man.
Double T is a fucking great, is a low-key great nickname,
too. I was going to say, I'm biased. Double T, I like it. I didn't have a nickname before that.
Hey, neither did I, Double T.
I like it. Well, you can thank the other Kevin for that. Right? We had to differentiate.
I mean, that was... T-Donk, Dr. Donk, I don't... They never really stuck to me. No. I'm just Tom Tony. Like
what the me, fuck? Tony.
Me, Tony.
Do you like the Brundlefly?
Yeah, that's a great nickname.
Brundo's great. We still didn't know how to pronounce your last name until like 5 weeks ago.
All right. No, yeah, that. I heard about 15 different pronunciations of my name while I was in the DR.
Yeah, the DRHK, can you handle that?
No.
Just the DIR.
Jump Snatch Tony.
Fuck. Oh yeah, I could be DT Tony, be DS Tony. There you go. Dump status. We've achieved dump status on the show after 800 episodes. It finally happened. Sure. Fucking dump status.
Tony, I know you wanted us all to bring games, but I know we're running long. Do you want
We wanted to do a watch along too.
I mean, that's only 3 minutes though. It's your homework.
Well, I mean, I have a 9 minute fucking clip with the
9 minutes.
Yes, with the pre-show and the aftermath and all that.
Should we get to it or do you want to just save it for 2 weeks?
Well, the problem is then next week, like, there would be no homework because then these guys are, you know.
Right, it's just me and you are gone next week. What are you guys going to do? Are you going to bring in the third?
What are you going to do?
Bro stuff.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
It's a bro stuff Monday when me and Brundle fly around.
Oh, yeah.
I like it. 801.
I mean, if we're not doing homework next week, we might as well push then, yeah?
Yeah.
We could still do the watch along for 802.
Yeah.
We don't have a guest, do we?
No.
We don't show up either.
No guests summer, basically. Yeah.
Tired of people with shitty Wi-Fis. Tired of people fucking going for walks while we're talking to them. Tired of people fucking canceling last minute.
We gotta have a policy where if we see nonsense, we take a quick vote and then we just fucking cut them loose. Hmm. Right?
Just make just it say, well, I would have been the last one. I would have been totally okay. Oh wait, we can't hear you.
Click. Or we just we just really bomb the fucking interview. We just ask.
Hang up on them.
We could hang up on him. Hey, you want to
do the where did you train stuff?
You guys want to do a quick game?
I'm all in.
Yeah. I've had this one for weeks, and I
True Prince of Fro wants to know if you guys are going to eat cake next week.
You didn't choose to eat cake, right, HK? Since you don't fucking eat cake even on your birthday.
I told you I would eat the cake because at least there's some pleasure. For me, it's having a dick up the ass.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Gross stuff. So that's doubly bad for you. You have to eat cake and take a dick.
What? I'd take a dicks.
There's your drop, Matt.
I got a good list for you guys, and then we'll take it home.
All right.
This one is lesser known tag team partners. You got to rank them just in random.
Blind rankings? All right.
Blind rankings. First person, Greg Gagne.
Five
right away. Don't like him.
Five right away.
You think there's nobody worse than Greg Gagne?
Write this down here.
Do I think? I don't know. Greg Gagne, like what? Are you going high flyers or was he like a partner with like...
I mean, we'll go high flyers, but I'm sure he had some other partners over the years, even his old man.
It's even worse.
All right. Brundo, Greg Gagne, what you got?
I'm going four. I mean, high flyers, they drew a lot of money and whatnot, but he was absolute nepo baby.
I'm with Double T on this one. I'm going five too.
Greg Gagne, number five. Same reasoning? You got any different reasoning?
Not really. I just never really a Greg Gagne guy, I guess.
Right.
He's a nice enough guy. I've met him, but yeah, just don't really see it.
All right. Well, what do you guys think of this next nice guy, Mike Rotundo? Ton of tag team partners. Of tag team partners. Varsity Squad, Wyndham, Barry Wyndham, Ted DiBiase.
I'm putting him at three for me.
Motherfucker. That's exactly what I already wrote down, three IRS.
It's okay.
Go ahead. I'm going two. I think Rotundo is a great fucking tag team partner.
Great.
A lot of those tag teams were hella good.
A lot of them won titles.
Yeah. Money Inc. or whatever. That was a fucking great tag team.
Money Inc. I mean, the US Express. I'm sure he had some gold with the Varsity Squad. Yeah. Mike Rotundo. Another guy who had some gold. 10-time WCW champion, Stevie Ray.
I'm going to put him at four.
Really banking on those top spots there, Double T.
Well, you know what? He wasn't shit without Booker T. All right?
He wasn't shit without Booker T.
Not a Harlem Heat 2000 guy.
No, fucking him and Ahmed Johnson sucked a bag of shit together. Nobody cared. The fucking NWO with his fucking slapjack. Get out of here.
He was the leader, wasn't he?
He did a War Games.
I did a War Games. My fucking dreams. Get him out of here.
I thought you were saying your drawers. Brundo, who you got? What you got, Stevie Ray?
I'm going number three. Stevie Ray was... Him and Harlem Heat was good.
Gotcha.
No other reasoning.
HK.
Yeah, I want to say I did a War Games too after eating that chicken roller, but... Yeah, I had him at four too. Same kind of reason. Like without Booker T, he never really caught on. And the thing that disappointed me the most was that his commentary is just as bad as his brothers. But his fucking like that feud between Stevie and Booker never fucking really paid off. Like it just felt so fucking flat. So yeah, I'm not a Stevie guy.
I got to tell you, Matt and HK both have numbers one and two. Brundo has one and five, but you guys have the same people in the same order.
Yeah.
So let's take it to our next person, Xavier Woods. New Day rocks. A lot of people put them up there as one of the top tag teams of all time. Now Matt's thinking he's got number one and number two. Don't know what's next either.
Turn my mic on. I'm putting him at two. Fine tag team guy. Point of the blind rankings is that you rethink all your choices. So I might flip him in Mike Rotunda.
Okay. I'm going to HK first, Brundo. What are you putting him? One or two?
I already had him in. I put him in at two. Like, I'm trying to get my shit in before Double T says anything. I had X at two, and then he's like, I'm putting him at two.
All right. Well, I'll go. You keeping him at two?
I'm going to keep him at two. Yeah. Fuck it.
Well, you guys have the same list.
Yeah. It's like the fucking Phil Rea, Tony Z fucking show.
All right. Well, I'm going to go to Brundo because I trust his judgment. Brundo, number one, number five, Xavier Woods.
Number one, New Day was such a fucking great tag team for so many years. And while Kofi was a big star, Woods didn't really feel like second fiddle a lot. Like, I think it wasn't like Kofi could do what he did with Woods with anybody else. And such a prolonged run. And especially what Tropical said, you know, highly underrated, especially his work with Paige back in the day.
Brundo just put him at one to pay back some reparations.
any thoughts of like having the Freebird rule with that tag team with, you know what I mean? Like they kind of, you could switch him in and out or no, Brundo Fly?
No, not really. That didn't even cross my mind.
Yeah. I was wondering.
Yeah.
Well, we'll go over the list right now at 2, 3, 4, and 5. Both Matt and HK have Xavier Woods, Mike Rotundo, Stevie Ray, and Greg Gagne. Brundo went the same way, but he started with Xavier Woods at number one, Rotundo at two, Stevie Ray three, and Greg Gagne four.
Come on, Marty. Come on, Marty Jannetty.
For Double T and HK, it's number one. For Brundo, it's number five. Jim, the Anvil Neidhart. I know Matt's happy.
Be fine with that.
Brundo, what are you thinking? You happy?
I would have put him. I would have had him as my number three. Push down the other two.
HK, push down your list. Neidhart, number one.
I'm okay with Neidhart at number one. Obviously, work with Brett, work with Owen, work with Davey. Like he's a tag team man. I'm okay with that.
Coco, beware.
No, that was Owen.
It was Owen.
Yeah. Oh, it was Owen?
Yeah.
Yeah, high energy.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, fucking Coco had Jim Neidhart size pants on.
Yeah.
Jim Neidhart shaves his fucking abs.
Yeah, he rocks.
New Day rocks, and those lists rock. Thank you guys for playing. That was a lot of fun.
That was fun.
I had that one sitting for a while, and I was dying to use it. I have a few other games, but I'll keep them in the hopper. So we're good.
The hopper.
Hopper.
All right, well, this was a lot of fun tonight, and thank you guys for the questions and everyone interacting. And man, what a fucking night. 800 episodes is fucking – what a milestone. What a milestone. Me and Tony are taking this.
This is – I just throw this out there. This is officially my 169th episode as a wizard. That's kind of
nice.
Anything to throw at 69 out there, huh, HK?
69!
It's my 100th, and I can't thank you guys enough for having me on. And let me be a part of the family here. It's been just fucking awesome for so many years.
Well, this is my 800th, and I hate you all. How do you like
that? Yeah, and fuck Bret Hart. Fuck Brian Pillman.
Fuck Larry Zbysko.
Fuck you.
And fuck you, too.
Matt, did you want to get some plugs out of the way before we pull this train in?
No.
Patreon.
I did that at the beginning of the show.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
he did.
Oh, all right. I'm getting old.
It don't hurt to plug it again. If you want to check out the Patreon, patreon.com/ Shining.
That's right. You did. Fuck me running.
It's okay. It's okay. It's been a long show. We've had a lot of fun, a lot of laughs. Check it out. $3 tier. You get monthly episodes, The History of the Wizards, which we are a month behind on, but we will get on that. Summer's fucking busy. But Brundo and HK keep trucking along with HK's journey into the world of independent wrestling. If you're not familiar with the show, HK joined us 169 episodes ago, officially almost 3 years ago, 4 years ago. I don't know. He's been with us forever. But he is a independent wrestling manager, and him and Brundo take us through the history of that. So there's probably 15 episodes now.
Yeah.
I think so. Yep.
That sounds all right.
So if you sign up for $3 a month, you can go all the way back. They're about an hour, most of them. And HK had a very unorthodox way of getting into the wrestling industry, and him and Brundo do a great job of taking us through that journey and all the shenanigans that happen. And then, of course, there's History of the Wizards. Me and Tony are doing that. There's some old episodes up there of the first WrestleCon and us trying to do live commentary at a show and an episode where you could tell I hate everybody 20 minutes in. I sound like a complete fucking asshole. And me and Tony going down the rabbit hole. We mentioned the Kenny Omega thing, you know, when we were asking about guests, you know, during our century marks. Like, that story's coming. There's a story behind that, and you'll hear about it in the history of the Wizards, among other things. Old commercials. We played the Fandango Unchained commercial, I think, a couple months ago. So there's some meat on the bone there. And, you know, there's a couple other ideas of things we're going to do in the future. So if you want to support the Wizards and you have $3 a month that you could throw our way, check it out at patreon.com/wizardspodcast. And if you don't have $3 a month, just subscribe on YouTube. YouTube.com/theshiningwizards is free. Hit that subscribe button. Go about your business.
That Patreon is worth it for the after episode names. We got two of them, and you will laugh your fucking balls off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe some other production that didn't make the show. Let's do it for the 800th time. Let's cue that fucking music.
This has been a production of the Shining Wizards Network. For everything Shining Wizards, visit ShiningWizards.com. And don't forget to listen to all the great shows of the Shining Wizards Network.
We would like to thank those that support us on the Patreon. Executive producer Manny Crozzo, producer Pete Hensler, Pipe.com, Ryan Plum, L.J., Jesse Elwell, Emily Brock, I Dunk Biscuits, Kathy Homer, Keith Parker, David Henry Bauer III, and welcome back roll. I also love the Incredible Hulk music. Just walk away. Is that Mark supposed to be Mark Mero?
Good night, Diana.
I have a backpack to walk away in, but no space to walk.
They did this. I don't know if there's 800 more episodes than any of us. You're lucky we got to this point.
We want to suck the lollipop, bring back cock sucking.
Only if you're sitting on a cake, dude. Yeah, I mean, I've never had a nosebleed while I was taking a shit. Yeah, let the music play for a while.
Apparently, she has amnesia. A lot of pudding in there.
We dunzo magunzo?
Baby wants some titty.
Jesus Christ, blow my ass.
No, sorry, dude.
What happened?
I don't know how to accomplish blowing someone's ass.
Yes, you do.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to rosebud me in order to do that?
Say it so I can make a fucking drop out of it.
Oh, my God.
Are you mentally prepared for Cream Mania?
It's next month when HK comes out, right?
Fuck up.
Knob Gobbler.
This show is not worth a fisting. This show is not worth a fisting.
Say it again. All right, goodbye, everybody. I'm going to bed.
Not me.
Take care of them, Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin, take care of me, buddy.
I'm not here.